I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Get my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Taking the world by force.
98.6 ML.
Can I have a dragon roll?
What do you say?
I want hot dogs.
I am going to be hanging up right now.
I want hot dogs.
Once again,
hot
you
dogs.
Can call my regional manager. Her hot number dogs. Is 714-319-3837. Thank you so much.
Come on.
Hey, people, good evening. Thanks for hanging out. I'm waiting for a late start. Those of you who catch us live, this is Madhouse Radio for Thursday, August the 29th. With me here, as usual, is Milkman. Milkman. Hello, Milkman. All right, Milkman.
Hermanito! Que fue? How you doing, my brother?
I'm
long
good.
Time no see.
Yeah.
Well, I hear that you're back amongst the world again out here, saving lives one call at a time, man.
One call at a time.
Heck, it's good news, man.
You got good news?
Hello?
Yeah, what?
Oh, okay, no, I'm not sure if you copied me or not. I said I got some good news.
What's that?
I got S off on my Evo now, LTVO.
You got soft. You got what?
S off.
What's that? Well, it's a
S off.
What is it? Damn you!
Oh, okay. It's completely open. The phone is completely open. I can flash the firmware. I can do everything now.
Oh, okay, good. Very
I had to
good.
Go the ADB way, but, you know,
hey,
that's
man.
The way. It's a little pain in the ass way, but found one and it worked.
Whatever you got to do to find a bootloader to do that with, man, that's life of an Android router. Good work.
And man. Check it out, dude. Like, okay. So, like, I didn't know about this service, man. I ran onto this when I was trying to do some research. $30, man, and they'll remotely connect to you and boot it for you, man. Completely crack the thing.
Really?
You hear me?
I don't know.
$30, man. They cracked it remotely.
I don't know if I trust that. That's kind of weird, man. Really?
Dude, it worked. It fucking worked, dude. They're professionals, man.
You paid $30 for them to hit up your phone remotely, so they rooted your phone remotely?
Huh?
How do they rooted it and flashed it remotely? Really?
They did it remotely, and we did it TeamViewer.
You're cutting in and out, buddy.
Or whatever the fuck you call it, TeamView or some shit.
TeamViewer.
He went through this thing called TeamView.
Okay, TeamViewer. Yeah, I've heard of it. Yes, I know what TeamViewer
okay, yeah.
is.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's kind of like LogMain, but different. You know, different. Some kind must be competitive version of LogMain.
It is. It's. I thought TeamViewer is open source. I think. But yeah. Okay. I dig.
Dude, it was pretty good because like, and I was sitting watching the whole thing, so like I learned the whole process, right? And I even saved most of the files again for reversing it too, looking at into how to do it again. But now I got S obviously, so I can do anything I want. I can flash the firmware up or down or any of that fun
sideways.
Shit. And this was the problem I was having was the radios were fucked up. And man, oh my goodness, I found these couple new builds. Have you seen anything with 4.3 on it?
Yeah, 4.3.
No, I don't even know what I've got. I think I've got 4.23 or something. I don't have 4.3.
Yeah,
but 4.3.
Everybody got like 4.0 and got the 4.1, and now they're 1.1, and you know, and then it's like 2.2.1, you know, so yeah, 2.2.2, and then finally 3. I got one with 3 on it. That shit's pretty cool, man. It's like, it's called Beanstalk, and okay. It is fast as fuck.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about as far as the 4.3. I think it was just an incremental update, though, but like, there wasn't much change to it.
Yeah, it isn't to a new letter yet, but it's like, you know, getting to the end of the letters now, of the letter J.
You know, it's weird because they haven't, Google hasn't announced what the next one really is yet. And remember, if you remember,
I heard they want to replace those names with some kind of number system.
Well, yeah, if you remember the last two that came out, Jelly Bean and Ice Cream Sandwich, there was like barely any time in between. It was like 6-7 months
right
between announcements. And now they've been, I think it's been about a year and a half now since Jelly Bean came out. It's been at least a year since Jelly Bean came
out. Ice Cream Sandwich and Jelly Bean ran through. I think it was about a year each, approximately.
Ice Cream Sandwich was the big change, and Jelly Bean was like the
right
solidification of it. Yeah, it was like Vista to Windows.
For
7.
Me, okay, I remember. Okay, let's see, I was on different carriers, so my time was shorter. So that's why I'm telling you, year and a year for me. You're right. For you, it was different because you had it longer. You got it first, I think. Your carrier was early adopting.
Well, I was flashing it, dude. That's why I was flashing it. I always root my phone within 24 hours of having it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Any Android phone I have, 24 hours in, it's rooted and it's got some kind of custom firmware on it for sure.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, man.
Yeah, that 4.3 looks nice, dude. It's really crisp looking, and like the menu thing changes, kind of like. It kind of like stacks the windows vertically, and you slide them off to the right, yeah. You know, like just grab them and you rip them to the right. And they got like a little name of each one, bright, you know, bright white over a dark black background. So you can see exactly what it is, whether it's the application or browser, whatever, man. It's really organized, man. It started looking a lot cooler, man. I don't got all the reports, but, you know, much easier user interface, much more intuitive.
Do you have the nested windows on your phone? Because I can do that on mine.
I think it does. I haven't activated it yet.
Do you have the phone?
Said something about the single pane and having the pane or whatever.
Do you have the
shit.
Do you have
the
phone?
I just
had to
figure out. I got this one called
Polo.
Listen. Or some shit.
Hey, listen.
I got this one that's got a
listen.
And you talk about man. It's got Sony Acid. It's got a whole bunch of like Sony processors on it. And it is nice, man.
Do you have your phone with you?
Yeah.
All right. Hold down the back key. See what that does. Just hold it down. Tap it and hold it down. That should come up with like a little circle thing on the side. If you have it. If you have the Android version of it, like the official.
You're talking about Holo, then. That's what that little blue thing is. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know what the fuck that thing was.
Yeah, drag that over, and you'll see. It depends. The app has to support it. But, like, for example.
Well, what I was seeing was like a shortcut to whatever processes you're running. Instead of running the window, it was like a little dot with it. You could see what process, and as soon as you hit it, you could, like, swipe whatever angle to what you wanted, what I saw.
Okay. Okay, buddy.
I don't know. I'll give you a better report on. Like I said, I just got all this shit done last night and stuff, so I've been like doing a lot of work on it. And but yeah, man, good news, man. And for $30, it wasn't a bad deal, man. They got professionals out there. Right? You know, I was really surprised, but actually, yeah. I followed the whole thing, and they did it very, very professionally and quickly. And I was very impressed, man.
Yeah, now that they got that malware on there, the remote malware, that's great. Yep.
Hey, man, I don't have no problem with malware because I already flashed something new onto it, man. So, it's like, you know.
Okay.
Gone.
Trust that. Yeah, sure. I'm sure they didn't think about that. All right, man. All right. Good luck with that. I'm just saying, right. That's a very poor decision, Milkman. I'm really offended. I'm surprised. I'm sorry. I'm surprised that you would do something.
Oh, it was a very easy and wise decision, man. Because like
$30, you paid $30 to get that done to your phone. I do that. I've been doing that for free to my phone since like the first Android phone came out.
So you remember? Do you remember me requesting you in about 2 years ago to help me with this, and you couldn't figure it out either, and I couldn't either because they didn't have a root for a long time.
Because it was that stupid HTC phone that you had that no one gave
there
a shit
about. There you have it. So I went and I got it done. So,
I told you to get a Galaxy S4. You didn't listen to me.
Yeah, it was worth it, man, because now I know how to do it. I watched them do it. I know which technique to do, and I understand the ADB now, the Android was a diagnostic bridge.
Okay, man. I'm just saying. Whatever. Hey, guys. Look, send in your request of pranks. The website is madhouselive.com. We're going to stop talking about Milkman's phone now. Okay. Congratulations on the phone. But the time is up. No more.
Hey. That was okay. Bye, new new.
Yeah, it's new new saying it's not a phone show. Which it isn't. It's not the phone show. That's Brad's show.
Phone jack. You know, you can jack me when I talk about the phone.
All right, so we're waiting for Lonesome Loser to come in a little later here with some numbers to help us out with, as usual. But I am going to head over to Request a Prank and see what we've got there that's come in during the week. We do have some numbers here from Ken, it looks like, as well as from some other people earlier today. And we have some numbers from the 27th. That we can get to also here that were sent in by different people. Oh, no, that's a voicemail. Yeah, I heard those voicemails. We got some voicemails left, but they didn't say anything, but they were from the UK. It was pretty funny. Okay. Ken sent in a number for Gary and Eric. They look like the ultimate douchebag roommate. You must look at the ad. Okay. They were nice enough to take pictures of their tin-foiled stove and the toilet, Milkman. Very nice. Let's have a look at that. Okay, yeah, I see they've got pictures, and there's, like, a very nice ad. This is, like, the best-made Craigslist ad I've ever seen. Holy crap, it's really good-looking here. They took two pictures of the toilet. They took a long picture of the bathroom with the toilet in it, and then they took an up-close picture of the toilet. They also have, yeah, a picture of their stove that is completely covered in tinfoil on the top. I'm looking at that. What else? They got a picture of them hanging out in the kitchen. There's a picture of them hanging out with their legs crossed on a bench somewhere. And then there's like this artsy-fartsy collage picture of them. Explaining that one of them is moving out, I guess. And a fake cigar. I have a real cigar. Milkman, it's been a while since I've had a cigar, and I have a cigar tonight. I'm so excited. I'm going to have one a little later in the show. Got a Alec Bradley. Alec Bradley Prensado. It's a good smoke.
What ring size is it?
I don't know the ring size, man. I don't know. It's about 5'5".
You're Mr. Cigar Man. I can ask you one good question, like tell me. I don't. Okay, what is the shape?
It's about five spaces, Milkman. It's like five spaces.
Okay, it's about like a five, about like a five space penile objective.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
It's all a right, prince. It's a dog dirt, it's a Prensado, so it's like a box.
Yeah, smoke that dog dirt, lassie. Prince lassie.
Okay, Milkman. So anyway, let's call these roommates. Why don't we?
Hey.
Yes, calling the roommates. Just a moment. Can't play the music by itself for too long or we'll get flagged on YouTube. We have to be talking over it in order to not violate their terms of service. What they end up doing is muting the section of the video that has the music. Or it'll get blocked in Germany. It's really weird, this YouTube thing, man. It'll get blocked in Germany. It's so fucked up. It's like, why Germany? If we violate an EMI song, if it's an EMI song, blocked in Germany. Instantly.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 62.
I think Sony songs, like, you end up, you don't get blocked except for on mobile. Like, it'll say, like, this video will not be able to be played on mobile versions of YouTube. And if you try to open in your Android, if you go to the Madhouse site and you try to play that video, it actually comes up and says, the owner of this video has not made it available on mobile. It's not that I haven't. If you guys are trying that, don't bitch at me. It's not that it says that I haven't enabled it for mobile. That's not what I've done at all. It's fucking, it's got a copyright claim, which lets it, which bans it just from mobile phones. I don't know what the mentality of that is, unless it's that Sony has some kind of weird app where they want to stream music and they think you doing it on YouTube on mobile is competition. That's my only guess. But that's the YouTube update for you. Know what I mean, Milkman? Hey, Milkman, let's play a prank call from last week. You only caught, like, the very end of it. This has to do with, we're not going to mention the name, but it's that competitive service to taxi cabs. You know what I mean? The open source taxi cab company. You know what I'm talking about, buddy?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then. Don't sound too excited. Actually, I don't even think I have it. We might not be able to do it. Never mind. I thought I had a copy of it on me, and I don't have
Let's
it.
Let's make a Deborah Mansfield call out of it.
Yeah, Tabachi, if you're listening.
Make a Deborah Mansfield out of it.
Tabachi, if you're listening. I'm not calling Deborah Mansfield. Tabachi, if you're listening, drop that prank in Dropbox real quick for me if you could. So I thought it was in there, and it's not. You sent me a direct link, and I don't have the mental capacity to get the direct link real quick. Thank you. I'm gonna try a different number here. Actually, we'll try that last one again. Moving really slow tonight, right? We'll pick up steam here later. To be honest, I woke up about a half hour from when the show was supposed to start, and I had to wait. You know, I had to caffeinate and stuff like that, and that's why I started a half hour late.
You see, you fire up a fatty first, man.
Well, yeah, gotta get inspired, you know. You gotta talk to Jaw.
That's what I'm
Milkman.
Saying, man.
You gotta talk to Jaw, Milkman.
That's
know?
Right. Roll your bogey.
Jaw bless. Huh? Yeah, well, Jaw bless. How are you? I and I.
Hi.
Hey, you see, you got a roommate you guys are getting rid of? He's got some problems there, or what happened? Are you sleeping? What's going on, buddy? You asleep?
No. What happened?
Oh, you have a roommate you're getting rid of? You're looking for
a
roommate?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what happened with roommate? Is he just moving?
No, he just decided to move out.
What an asshole, right?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I'll totally come in, man. Now, do you have, is there like a gym there at all? Or do you guys have like a bench or anything?
No, we don't have a gym. Let's see, no.
Can I have a weight bench. Can I bring that in? And I've got a treadmill. Would that be cool? Is there room for that? You guys can totally use it all you want. We can work out together. Go, you know, we can go to church. That's what I call it. I'm a personal trainer. I'll teach you how to work out and everything.
Yeah, I think you can do that.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm 22 years old, you know.
Okay, I'm 27, and
wow.
The other two roommates
cool.
One is about 25, and another one is about that age.
I do modeling, and I work out, really, you know, take care of my body, you know.
Okay.
You guys have a blender, or should I use my roommate's blender now, so I don't have my own?
Uh-huh.
You got a blender I can use for my protein shakes, or should I buy one? I can get one for like $20.
Well, if you take care of it, we do have one.
Yeah.
Okay. One of our roommates has one, and I don't think he can use it.
You guys have peanut allergies?
Nope.
That's good. All right. And hey, so how many toilets are there? Just the one, I see you have two pictures of toilets. Is there one toilet or two?
We do have two toilets, but we have four rooms. So, and then one toilet is attached to the master bedroom. So it's going to be three person sharing the remaining bathroom.
Okay, all right. So three people in one bathroom, really?
Yeah.
All right, and I'm hoping there's a rule like, or can we start a rule where you have to sit down when you go pee? So that the pee doesn't get all over the seat and on the floor.
No, we don't care about that. As long as you keep it clean, then we're pretty good about it.
All right, and you guys are right, because I like to work out barefoot and naked and all that sometimes. Like if you guys aren't around, you know, I'll do that. But if in case you guys walk in on me and stuff like that, you know, like you get home and maybe I'm on the treadmill with no clothes on. I mean, you guys aren't shy like that. I mean, is it cool? Like, can I walk around with a towel around my waist and stuff like that? Like, you know, if we're sharing a bathroom, right?
Yeah, we're good.
Do you guys ever walk around with your, you know, like your towels around your waist and stuff after you get out of the bathroom?
I don't usually do that, but that happens sometimes.
Yeah, it's hot, right? That's cool. And then I wanted to bring, yeah. I got about 10 webcams that I put around. Just about every room, like in the living room, by the computer, in the bedroom and all that, the bathroom, kitchen. I put up about 10, like, these remote webcams, and it ties into my computer, my MacBook. And that's for my other job, you know. I do, like, webcam stuff, you know. People watch me, what I'm doing. You know, I broadcast my life, basically.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I walk around with my, you know, towel around my waist, and, you know, other men are out there watching. That's why, like I said, I'm a model, you know. I do stuff like that. Would you guys be all right? You guys can totally be a part of it, you know?
I'm looking at your
pictures here. You guys look pretty good. You know, I'll put these webcams up, and you get money. You get paid money. People pay to see you. And you can do one-on-one videos, you know, and you talk about how you're feeling, and if you want to touch parts of yourself and show yourself, you can. It's up to you, whatever you want to do.
No, I don't know about that, though.
You can show your breasts.
Yeah.
Your chests, you know, you can show your chests. You sound like you have a nice, smooth... Which one are you in these pictures, boy?
Just one of them.
Which one?
One of them.
Yeah, but which one of the four? There's four arranged in this little collage. I love this collage. You guys did a great job with this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which one are you?
One of them. You'll see.
Yeah, I see the four of you, plus the guy, including the guy that's leaving. Which one of these is you? Just tell me. Do you know the picture I'm talking about that's on Craigslist?
Yeah.
All right, so which one of those is you? I'm asking you a question in English.
I know.
And why don't you want to answer? What's wrong? You shy?
Yes.
Which one are... Come on, tell me. Are you the guy... Are you the first guy with the glasses? Who's glasses boy?
No.
Who's glasses boy?
Glasses? Sorry, the one that's leaving.
No, there's two on here with glasses. There's one with sunglasses. There's one with eyeglasses with a Mickey Mouse thing in the background. Is that you?
No.
He's the ugly one. We don't want to have him on the webcam, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, look, buddy, you're boring me. I'm not having fun here. This isn't going anywhere, okay? You take care. You have a good night. I'm sorry I bothered you. Please forgive me.
Okay.
All right, asshole. What a lame fucking number. What a lame fucking guy. What a lame fucking call. Tabachi reporting that it's time to check the, what is it called? Oh, Jesus.
Flooding alert.
The Dropbox, asshole. No, don't be smart, Milkman. You are not smart. This one is called Angry Twitter Taxi. Brand new from Madhouse Radio. Here you go. Not brand new. This is from last week's show. Milkman, you missed most of this, but you're going to get a kick out of it, okay? All right. Hey, I heard the Bay Bridge is closing down or something. Did that happen already? All right, great.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Lindy?
This is her.
I'm calling from customer service complaints department.
Okay.
And what seems to be the issue? You sent an email here about a bad experience you had?
Yeah, I sent several emails. Can't just read the problem is?
I don't feel like reading it right now. No, can you just explain it to me, please? I just came back.
It's 10:30 at night here, so it's a little bit late for you to call me and expect me to explain to you, you know, you don't feel like reading?
You know what?
No.
You're banned from the service, and we're going to sue you for slander because of this Twitter comments that you've been putting online also.
Excuse me, everything I said is absolutely true.
No,
and in fact, you are legally posting misleading deals, telling me $20 off of my first ride. That's what it said. It said nothing about the type of car. It said nothing about any kind of detail. In fact, there was no even link I could click on to read the fine print. There was zero fine print.
Oh, it's
that
there.
False,
it's there.
Advertising,
it's there.
And misleading advertising.
It's there. It's there, young lady. It's there. You know what? Was asshole customers just read what they want to read.
Excuse me?
Asshole customers just read what they want to read on the website and in the app.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Bill, and I'm with customer service relations. And we took a cached version of this. Even if you go into your Twitter account and try to delete it, we have the evidence here.
I have no desire to delete it. Everything I said was true and happened.
Well,
so please, try
slander.
To sue me for slander.
I'm speaking
the truth. And in fact, you have a lawsuit coming, sir. I will find every single person who this happened to. You have the nerve to call me at 10:30 at night and call me an asshole?
I said asshole customer.
Who are you?
I didn't direct
you. This is also considered phone harassment.
You asked
Good
me to call
you know.
Me. You,
you have the nerve to tell me you're going to sue me for slander? You clearly have no legal knowledge.
How is it harassment?
You're in violation of several laws.
Shut up.
False advertising, phone harassment.
You don't know what you're talking about. Listen, we have so many lawyers. I am going to sue you for every penny you have.
You're calling me at 10:30 from a random number in Nevada. I'm sure you have so many lawyers. Please.
I'm going to sue you for every penny you have. Every penny.
Please. That's hilarious. You're calling me from a cell phone? It's 10:30 at night. What kind of business has the nerve to do that?
I'm calling you from my BlackBerry, and I got the call that this needed to be taken care of soon. I'm on call. I'm the on-call legal representative here.
Oh, you have the nerve to try to tell me you're an on-call legal representative because then you know better than to have the nerve to call me at 10:30 at night and call me an asshole.
Asshole customer.
That's considered harassment.
Asshole customer. There's a difference.
It's considered harassment. I would not delete my Twitter feed because it happened. It's not slander. It's a fact that happened. I am well in my right to not only report facts, but in fact give opinions.
Boo-hoo.
That's what Twitter is for.
Oh,
it
boo-hoo.
Is a fact. I repeated a fact that your customer service is lousy, that you misrepresented yourself, which is a fact. So please try to sue me for slander. Please.
What a bitch.
Please
listen,
do.
You ought to hear.
And now you're calling me a bitch?
You ought to hear this bitch I've got on the phone right now. And,
excuse me?
I thought I had you on mute. I'm sorry. What? Listen, if I care.
What do you want?
If I care.
What do you want from me?
Shut up. If I cared so much about my feelings, I would work at a teddy bear factory if I was you.
And you're calling me on my cell phone.
That's the information you gave to contact you on your account. You see what I mean?
Look up, excuse me.
You see
what I
mean? You see?
I need the cell phone so I can look up the account.
You read?
I did not give you permission to call and harass me.
It's in the terms of service. You see what I mean? You asshole customers read what you want to read.
I'm getting off the phone and I'm calling the police and I'm filing a harassment claim.
Okay, that you asked to be called because you had a problem. You're pretty.
I did not ask to be called. Good luck. Stop wanting to find out on Twitter, buddy.
You're pretty dumb.
And you're cash.
You're pretty dumb.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, whatever.
Ah, yeah, man. That's the call, Milkman. Milkman, that's the call. The call that I was telling you about, motherfucker. Hope you enjoyed it. don't know if you're listening. Because you're not saying anything. You penis.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, you penis? Good evening. Salaam alaikum.
What did you say?
How you doing, you penis? How you doing, you crazy penis?
What did you say?
How are you doing, you crazy penis?
What are you saying?
Well, you know, you're a crazy penis.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
It's a term of endearment.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, sure you don't. Okay. Your penis.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the penis.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have any information about the male sexual organ?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what penis is?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Okay, so you don't know how... You don't have a penis.
Do you speak English?
You don't have a penis, and you don't know how to use it.
Do you speak English?
Yes.
Would you please speak English? Maybe I could understand you.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
I'm sorry. I don't understand you. You're not clear.
Okay. Sure, man. That's pretty rude. I'm asking you for help.
Is there anything else I can do for you, sir? I was actually involved in something.
Were you involved in some sex? Some oral sex?
I'm sorry. I can't understand you.
Are you involved
in... For that reason, I'm going to hang up the telephone. Thank you for calling, and please feel free to call again.
And you're involved in vaginal penetration?
National Center.
Hey, how you doing, you penis? How are you? National Center machine. And they hung right up. We also lost the milkman here in the process, I believe. Milkman. Come back, you penis.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing, you penis? How you doing? I had a few questions. I can't call these guys penis because they hang right up. They don't like to be called penis. Penis.
You have reached a voicemail box of 5.
Of 5. Number 5. Number 5 is beef and broccoli. Alright, moving right along, motherfucker. This is a horrible show so far. Very, very unexciting show. Alright, let's call a number in the UK at random here. And see what kind of flower that produces, what kind of female buds come from that. Hey, milkman. Still no milkman. It sucks, man. It sucks without milkman, man. Man, 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 man. Hey, how are you? Is that Miss Abernathy? Hello?
Good night.
No, no, no. There you go. There, she got it finally. Took her long enough.
Hello?
Hey, it took you a long time to hang up that phone, huh? Why does that happen? Do you not see it?
Piss off.
Why did it take so long? All right, didn't take her that long that time. Just calling her off. God, it took so long to hang up the stupid phone, right? Baz asking to save some numbers for David Songs. Yeah, these are last week's numbers I'm doing again, Baz, so we're good, man. Don't worry. I haven't cut into this week's numbers at all yet, buddy. And yeah, I always save those UK numbers because you guys seem to love them so much. I like to recall these numbers because a lot of them in the week, you know, they've stewed a little bit if I had a good prank against them. A lot of them that don't answer, maybe they answer this week, you know what I mean? You know, maybe they're they wake up this time. They're not in such a deep sleep. What is 4:07 a.m. over there in the UK now, I think?
Hello?
Hey, what time is it? It's like 4 in the morning over there, right? Hello? Just hang right up.
Hello? Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave...
Hello? Let's move back over to request... You know what? Let's just do some, swap shop calls. How about that? Had a pretty good show on Tuesday, guys. It's edited. I'm just in the process of doing some final edits to it right now, and that'll be uploaded. It was going to be uploaded today, but I couldn't fell asleep. I uploaded one episode. I uploaded last Thursday's episode to the Madhouse Prankcast this morning. So if you are missing out on that, you can download that now. And the next one is already edited. I'm just in the process of finishing the synopsis for it. I had written it down in Notepad on my computer here, and I rebooted before tonight's show started, and I didn't save it. So now I got to try to remember what was on it. We had that Twitter taxi call that we just played. That was on it. Trying to think what else we did last week. We had a few good things. We had a good Charlie call. We talked to Charlie for the first time in a long time. We had that one. Yeah. Anyway, last week's show, Tuesday's show was good. I kept calling Georgia. And I was calling the ghetto area, you know, and talking to churches and stuff. It was pretty cool. I asked for the magical beans. Long story. You got to be there. You got to be there. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. Okay, swap shop numbers. That's what I said I was going to do. Let's see what we got here. There's a huge yard sale Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They got antiques, old bottles, clothes, furniture, tools, Christmas items, and they're right beside a farm. Okay. Sounds like a big thing down there. It's big news in that city. This is a small city in Tennessee that we call once a week. People post ads for things for sale, and we call them and talk about the things. I ask how big Beagle's sexual organs are, stuff like that. You guys have heard them.
Hello.
Yes, hey, you have that yard sale?
Pardon me?
You have that yard sale? Yard sale? Yard sale? Hello? Hello? Woman? Pardon me. I don't know. Maybe I just have a bad connection or something. Right? You think that's what it is? I disconnected Milkman from the call. Maybe it's on his end. I don't know, man. Maybe I'll have to restart Skype. Sucks. If so, we got Lisa here who's looking for farm animals, chickens, goats, ducks, a pony. They want to get rid of cheap or free. Give her a call. They're going to go to a good home. Looks like someone's trying to start a nice little farm over there, a petting zoo. Yeah, you can pet the horsies. Sounds good, man. That sounds good. I like to start a farm. If I had a farm, yeah. I'd have some chickens, a few goats, because goats are funny. Goats are like, you know, they got attitude. I like them. Ducks are fun as hell. Ducks, like, walk around. They're so cool. Ducks kick ass. They're like, rah, 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 you know, and they waddle. They look so stupid and cute. Yeah, definitely got to have chickens, you know, the rooster to wake you up. Got to have a cow. A cow that just moves really loud. Like my grandpa's cow. My grandfather had a few cows, and they all moo really loud all morning. So annoying.
Hey, you know what to do.
At the tone.
Hi, this is Lisa. Let me try to call her again. That's what I know what to do, is to call you again, honey baby.
Hey, this is, you know what to do.
Okay. Nothing, I guess, Lacey. Thanks for not picking up, bitch. Had a really good idea for that about the moo cows. Multi-family yard sale. Here's a different yard sale. Well, they don't have a phone number. Never mind. We got a dog kennel for sale. Dog kennel, $50. The Johnsons are selling a dog kennel. They didn't put the area. You know this is a small town when they don't put the area code in their ad. All right. I don't know. Does everybody have... I thought everyone pretty much has to do 10-digit dialing now where you have to do the area code and phone number every time. At least in big cities. I mean, Orlando had that back in 1999 is when that started. Became mandatory in 2000. Yeah, the city people in chat room are updating their status on the 9-digit. Is the 10-digit dialing? The city here locally doesn't do it. It's funny, like, yeah, I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I don't know, because my phone is still tied to Orlando. I still have a 407 number. So I have to do the area code no matter what every time. But if I try to, like, if you try to call locally, people locally only give out the 7 digits, here in this town, I've noticed. That's like the thing. You only give out the 7 digits. I don't know if the area code is implied or you don't have to, but no matter what, I always have to. If I pick up my cell phone and I try to dial the number without the area code locally, it says it can't go through. I don't know. And I don't have a landline to test it out either. So fuck it. Let's continue. Doing more prank calls. Guys, send in your requests if you can. Because what I got here to go with right now is floundering, unfortunately. Jose asking if he can join the Fantasy Football League. No, sir. I'm sorry. The Fantasy Football League is locked to 12 spots. I think that's too many, but it's to honor the people who were in last year. We're not going to kick anybody out arbitrarily. We had one spot open that went to Baz, and that's it. The draft is tomorrow at 11 p.m. Just less than 24 hours from now, we will be doing our fantasy football draft. It should be wrapping up about this time tomorrow. I'm excited about that. RBCP wants me to call back the Twitter lady. Call her back and apologize for prank calling her. Let her know it was a prank. I want to see how accepting she is of that. All right, why not? Let's try it. Has anybody else been calling her all week? I don't know. I think Brad made an effort not to make sure that number didn't get leaked back out. So I think we're okay there. Let's try. I do know she did post on Twitter that the police had been in her house over it. So I'm a little leery about it, but what the fuck? All in good fun, right?
Hello, you've reached.
No answer, guys, no answer. Sorry, Brad, she's not answering, dude. I tried. All right, we'll move on here with the show. I'm going to lit my cigar here for good luck. Maybe we'll have a little better luck here coming up. So what do you guys got going on this weekend, huh? You guys got any plans out there? I hope you guys have a great weekend. Sounds like I'm wrapping up the show. I'm not. I'm just saying. I hope, you know, you guys behave. Be good on the weekend. All right. Man, I really wanted to talk to her, too. I really wanted to try that, Brad. Sorry. Might have to call from a different number, I think, to get her to answer now. Unless it's because people have been fucking with her. I don't know. Man, I'm in the mood for, like, a sandwich. Not a big, unhealthy sandwich. A lot of mayo on it. Some red onion. Raw red onion. Yeah, man. All right. Kelly is a general manager who fired a bunch of people lately. She just had a baby. Oh, fuck. The other managers, and it gives me the names. Okay, all right, cool. This one comes from Marijuana, who sends in the number for a mean firing manager bitch. I'm telling her I'm from the news. Can't join IRC, says Jose. Did we max out slots already? Enigma's getting Enigma's gonna set up a new server with like 200 something slots, so we should be okay. Don't worry about it.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling Andre speaking. How can I help you?
I need to speak with what's her name? Kelly, GM.
Kelly, unfortunately Kelly is out on leave right now.
Well, yeah, she on leave?
Yes.
Maybe she won't come back, right?
Well, no, she will be coming back.
She's having that stupid baby of hers, right? It's a stupid baby.
Right.
No, she had a test done, and she found out it's a stupid baby.
I see.
Yeah.
I was unaware.
Yeah, she just had it done. She just got the results today.
Yeah. May I ask who this is?
This is Eddie. I've got some friends that work there. We were roommates and stuff. And I know all about, you know, the store, you know, the store gossip. I know all about it. So yeah, we called her doctor and impersonated someone and said we wanted to see about the baby. And they said, yeah, the baby's got a mental stupid thing like that. He had a prenatal test and that, yeah. They see that they had her, the doctor had her naked and spread her legs and inserted a probe and attested and that the baby came back that it's stupid.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's great. Well, let everyone know about that. You know, maybe we wanted to get a card going, you know, and get a gift certificate for Home Depot or something like that for her.
Right.
Because of what happened, we think it's appropriate to get her a gift certificate for Home Depot or like Chili's, you know? She can go to Chili's with her family and have a nice meal and have some drinks, you know, not have to worry about paying for it. Because they said it's gonna cost a lot of money to have a stupid baby, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At least it's not stillborn, you know?
Right. Maybe was there somebody else you want to talk to, sir?
Who else is there?
Kelly isn't here.
Who else is there? Is Brian there?
No.
Is there anyone else there?
Anyone in particular else? I mean,
any other guys that are there? Any of the guys there right now?
I don't know who the guys are, sir.
The security. Let me talk to security.
Security.
Yeah.
Give me just a moment.
All right. Cool. I was getting into the music. Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you for calling. For store hours, press 1.
How can I help you?
Man, like, I'm waiting on someone in security to answer the phone. What's going on?
Right. You haven't been on hold for very long, sir.
I held for a few minutes. That's not right. At least you should come back and let me know how long it's going to be, you know?
Right. Well, I did notify security, and apparently he was working with a couple other customers right now.
What is he doing? He's checking the receipts and all that?
Yes, he is.
Can you tell him to hurry up?
May I ask what in regards you were calling about, sir?
It's between me and that person. It's not about you. You're obviously not interested in what I have to say and need to talk to him.
Hey, this is from Asset Protection.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, buddy. Hey, so, yeah, hey, man, did you hear what happened?
In regards of what?
Well, her baby, she had the test, and they came back that's going to be a stupid baby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she just found out today. We called the doctor to find out what happened, and, yeah, they said that her baby's going to be a stupid baby. So we were trying to see about getting a gift certificate to Chili's, you know, or like Home Depot or something like that for her.
Okay.
To help her out because of that, just to show, you know, we're sorry, it's a stupid baby.
Okay.
So since you're there in the front, I thought you'd be maybe the best person. And since you're, you know, an asset protection, You got, right. You know, maybe you could be the guy to collect the money. I was going to make a shoebox, you know, with a hole in the top. And I was going to have my daughter decorate it. It says, sorry, you're stupid baby. You know, this is a stupid baby fund.
Okay.
You, and even some of the, you know, some of the customers, some of the regulars and all, I'd be like, hey, man, put a dollar. You know, we could say, you want to donate a dollar at the register? We'll say, do you want to donate a dollar? And they're like, for what? And you say, for the stupid baby fund.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Sir. Hold on.
Why? Abortion in the back room. Are you crazy, Satan? Only Satan would bring that up.
Okay. You there, sir?
Yeah, what happened?
Sorry about that.
Where were you?
I had a problem. I had another phone call. Okay. Can I get your name?
This is Eddie. I'm roommates with some of the guys there, you know?
You're Eddie? Who are you roommates with?
Well, some of the guys there. I don't want to get him in trouble or nothing like that.
How are you going to get him in trouble? We're doing something nice, right?
Well, I'm going to do it nice because, you know, it's because we weren't supposed to call her doctor and get this information, you know?
Okay.
Like, we knew something was wrong. We didn't know what, so we called. She'd probably be upset if she knew we violated her privacy like that, you know?
Okay. I gotcha.
I said, hey, I'm Mr. Kelly, and I want to know, you know, like that, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll come in with the shoebox. Are you there? You're not going to be there much longer tonight, right?
No, I'm not.
Are you there? Are you in tomorrow?
I won't be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. You think I just leave the shoebox there?
I'll notify. I'll let the manager know that you're coming in, and then...
And that it's for the stupid baby fund.
We can take care of this.
All right. Right. Remember, right. Say that part, stupid baby fund.
You have a great day.
Hey, you too. It's night, though, stupid. It's not day. It's night. All right. Cool. Stupid baby fund.
Thank you for calling me. How can I help you?
Real quick, be sure to tell the guy at security that that it's the stupid baby fund, and also that it's. He said, "Have a good day." It's night. You know, it's already nighttime.
Right. Okay. Well, so I'll let him know. Have a good night.
He might be confused. Let him know that it's nighttime. He should be saying, "Have a good night." Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, Andre. Bye.
Have a good night, sir.
Yeah, you too. Stupid. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll get right on that. Okay. Why does server get full, Jill asks? Because I'm stupid, that's why. Because I'm a stupid. Cream Street 2. Yeah, that was the soundtrack to Cream Street 2. They play there on hold. Okay. A horse machine says in the UK we got a guy who's lost a cat. He's a major league stoner, so he'll definitely be up at this time. And then he just confirmed that yes, he is up. All right. Let's do it. Poor guy lost his cat. Let's fuck with him, right? Yeah, why not? That's a nice thing to do. Call is failing because I don't have country code fucking shit. I gotta think of what the country code is there, buddy. It's +44. That's what I do, right? Yeah. Let me try that again. I think I gotta type the plus and all that shit. It's fucking stupid. Hang on a moment, guys. Yeah, it looks to be right. +44, and then I get rid of the zoom.
Leave a message.
Be fearless this year.
Be fearless, maybe. Eh? Be fearless. That's what she said. Be fearless this year. Be fearless this year. All right, guys, look, I got to get some waters. So I'm going to play a prank call or two here real quick while I go stretch my legs and check on the cat over here because he's making weird noises. Okay, here there's we're going to play a Zolar prank call. called, it's when he called Live Links. There's a certain person who keeps requesting this. It says sings. I don't want to hear singing. Maybe it's funny, though. I don't know, dude. And this here is, for those of you who are asking on Twitter, this is RJD2 that I've been playing for the last few weeks in the background of the shows. RJD2 is pretty good, you know? I still got love for MF Doom, of course, man. Doom's a fucking legend. He's one of my favorite hip-hop artists, and he's friends with... The thing is, Doom is also, like, he's down with, like, some of my favorite hip-hop artists as well, like Ghostface. Ghostface is probably my favorite hip-hop artist of all time, ever since I was in high school. Ever since when I first heard Wu-Tang, I was like, that Ghostface cat's cool, and then he came out with his own stuff, and the shit's just really fucking awesome. I like Ghost. I haven't seen him in concert. He's really cool. That's a whole story for another time. Here's Zolar's prank call. I'll be right back after I hydrate. Thank you.
Louder, 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 player.
Hello. Hello.
A little bit louder, player.
Hello, you coming, Big Papa, Big Papa. Hello, you be alone, you coming, Big Papa, Big
Louder.
Papa.
Hello,
you coming, Big Papa.
I love it. Sticking in me.
Baby, I'm gonna stick my fingers in your asshole now, okay?
Big Papa, keep singing it, baby.
Big Papa. I love you, Biggie. I love when you come, Big Papa.
Say, Biggie, can't you see? Somehow your cock just hypnotized me, and I just love your jazzy way.
Biggie, can't you see? Sometimes your breath just hypnotized me.
Your cock, baby. Your cock hypnotized.
I just like how your cock just hypnotized me. Oh, yeah. Hypnotize me. Notorious, we are.
Oh, I love the mix.
Baby, will you do me a favor? Yeah. While I'm fingering my girlfriend's asshole, will you finger your asshole while you're singing?
Yeah, that's on my dick.
I'll suck your dick, but you gotta finger your asshole while I'm eating my girl's ass, and then I'll give you...
Hey, maybe he's near us. Hey, we're in Brooklyn. Are you near Brooklyn?
Yeah.
We're in Williamsburg. Do you want to come by?
Yeah, what's your number?
Why don't you come by? I'm on Bedford Avenue and North 7th Street, right by the train station. If you come over there... And then call me up, I'll come down and bring you into our apartment, and we will ride you like the big motherfucker you are.
Cause I wanna suck that juicy cock, baby.
Do you know any Wu-Tang?
But when you come, I'm gonna spit it in your face.
I was saying you both got some big titties on?
Oh yeah, my girl's got 38 double D's.
And I got the ass.
What's your number?
Oh, you can give us your number. We'll call you right back right now. Go ahead. Give us the digits, baby. We'll call you right back.
303.
303.
3836.
Mm, 3836.
How far away do you live?
10 minutes from y'all.
Oh, shit. Get over here right now.
Wait. Hold on. Can you pick up some Burger King on your way?
Yeah, whatever you want.
All right. I want a number 2, plain with cheese.
Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to call you right back on your phone.
Yeah, we gotta call that before the fucking stupid trolls try to ruin the fucking call. Somebody just said it right now in the room, so they're probably right. 203.
I want him to take the order.
383. Yeah, have him bring Burger King. 333.
I want him to bring some kvass.
Bet you this ain't his number, though. I bet you it ain't his number.
But it is.
That's the same guy from yesterday that kept repeating the phone number, so...
Hello? I got time for this here. Who is this? This is Steve Harvey, one original king. Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you. I can't. Hold on. Sit up back there. I'm trying to talk on the phone.
Zola, that's not the number he said.
No? What was the number?
Shit, I should have.
You should
have. They wrote it down.
Right, somebody has
I see it. 203.
It's 383 something.
383. Yeah, he gave us that number.
383.
Yeah, that's the number he gave us. Look, it's going to be that same recording that Ann thought.
Who the hell is this?
Ah, he trolled us on the number.
He's not that. He can't be that smart.
He had that number in his head?
There's no way.
Totally. He said it. 203-383. Because I remember him saying 383 because
383 is a coincidence. Maybe he said 283 and not
283. No, he said 383 because I remember.
No, no.
Shh, honey. Shh. Calm down. I remember him saying
calm
it specifically
down.
Because 383 is a.
All right, guys. Let's continue. Carlito back here. Milkman Zombat is under Do Not Disturb. What the fuck? Fuck it, I'm calling him anyway. Fuck him. I don't give a shit. Do not disturb my ass. Oh, we got a call back. Call back, guys. Call back. Fucking fan the damn thing. Where is it that I keep those at here? Oh, here we go. Oh, I missed it. Oh well. Okay, lonesome numbers now. Here's the Oasis Sushi. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. I'm doing the best I can. That was a long Zolar prank call. It was like 12 minutes, and I played almost the whole thing. I didn't realize I was gone for that long. Sorry.
Hi, thank you for calling Oasis. How may I help you?
Hey, can you not talk so loud?
Huh?
Can you not talk so loud?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Your voice is annoying.
Hello?
Your voice is annoying. I don't like your voice.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
All right, can I order a number 6?
A number 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
A number 9?
All right.
A bag of soup?
All right.
All right. 2 bags of rice?
Okay.
1 gallon of cooking oil. 1 gallon of cooking oil. They have this shit there. Uh-oh. Here's the House of Joy restaurant. Another sushi joint. Lonesome must have had sushi tonight. Anyway. House of Sushi. Or what is it? House of Joy? The joy of sushi, everybody. Sushi, man.
Hi, House of Joy.
Yeah, I wanted to make an order.
Okay, hold on.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Nom, nom,
okay,
nom.
You want to pick up? Okay, phone number, please.
Yum, 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 yum.
Hello?
Yum, 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 yum. Hello?
Okay, phone number, please.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to make an order for all-you-can-eat sushi to go.
No.
Yeah.
Phone number. What's your phone number?
Yeah, 404-3276. 404-4244.
Okay, one more time. Sorry. 404?
No, 404.
404, okay, 404, and then?
424.
424.
44.
44.
74.
74.
Can you read it back?
Mm-hmm, okay.
Tell me back, Phone number.
Okay, hold on. 404-424-4474.
Okay, thank you. Phone.
Okay, what's your name?
Phone.
Paul?
Phone.
Paul?
Yeah. F-O, Phone.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Yeah, my name is Pho.
Paul?
Pho. F-O.
Pho.
Pho.
Okay, what's your phone number?
404.
Uh-huh.
424.
Uh-huh.
4474.
Okay.
Can you read it back, please?
404-424-4474.
Okay. And make an order?
This for pickup, right?
Yeah, all you can eat pickup. Mm-hmm.
All you can eat pickup.
I want all you can eat sushi to go. One senior coffee. 1 gallon of cooking oil. And one bag
One gallon of dumpster?
1 gallon of cooking oil.
Well, what are you going to have?
I just need 1 gallon of cooking oil on top of that and a bag of rice, white rice, please.
No, don't kidding. Are you gonna order or not?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't selling a cooking oil. Why do you order the cooking oil?
Well, you have it there. One dragon roll. One shrimp tempura roll.
Okay.
1 gallon of cooking oil.
We don't have a cooking oil.
What do you use then for cooking?
We don't selling a cooking oil.
Why
do you order?
1 bag of rice. Hello? 1 bag of rice. Are you there? Why are you not talking?
Okay, what kind of rice?
White rice, 1 bag. The big bag of white rice, 10-pound bag.
We don't have a big bag. We only have one size.
How big is the bag of rice that you use?
It's not the bag, it's a container.
But what do you have there to cook with?
All you know what?
How about one wok? One wok? One stove? You know what? Artie was calling. Big evil Artie was calling. But I think he's calling from his new Android phone and it's got that thing where it keeps ringing and ringing. Try to call evil Artie back. It says calling. All right, that was kind of funny, asking for 1 gallon of oil. Hey, boy.
Horse.
How you doing, man? Hey, man.
I just got home with the package, and I'm about to walk into the house machine.
Wow, a package. Great. What, is this your Android phone?
No, I'm about to buy my Galaxy S4 tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were... I guess you're on your computer now. How are you Skyping right now? On your phone?
I'm on my shit Boost mobile machine.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, cool. Well, awesome. And what's your package? What you got there, man?
It's called Thrasher.
What's Thrasher?
The name of the package.
Okay, whatever. Oh, it's a secret drug thing. Okay, I got you. Smoking drugs. Awesome. Thrasher.
And I bought a new bong.
Great, great. Good for you. Enjoy it. Enjoy killing yourself with your bong. How about a hot dog on a stick, Artie? Would you like that?
What?
A hot dog on a stick?
No.
No, okay.
I can't be healthier. I've lost 10 pounds in the last month.
Very nice. Good.
I just bought 5 brownies.
You like to eat brown rice, Artie?
Brownies?
Yeah. Brown rice.
How's it going, Mr. Kimbrea? This is Reagan.
Hey, yeah, you doing? I wanted to make an order. Hello?
Hello? How's it going, Mr. Kimbrea? This is Reagan.
I want to make an order.
Okay, okay.
Stupid.
Trying to make an order. Can you drop them? Hello?
Hey,
this is Tyler.
She's pretty stupid, huh?
Excuse me?
She's pretty stupid. She didn't understand.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to make an order.
May I help you with something?
I'd like to make an order. I think you're stupid, too. I'd like to make an order, please.
What can I do for you?
All right. One gallon of cooking oil.
I'm sorry, sir. We only serve lemonade and hot dog and a stick items. You can go to hotdogandastick.com and look at our menu.
Oh, I got the menu here, but yeah, I know you got cooking oil there that you're using.
We do have cooking oil, but we don't serve it.
Well, I want to buy it. You're not serving it. You're not going to put it in a nice cup. I want the gallon, you know? I'll buy it.
I understand. The thing is, you can purchase one of those at a grocery store or something.
Listen,
like that.
Hang on, honey. Listen, sweetheart. Listen, I have a restaurant, and I need an industrial size big gallon jug, you know, of it.
Okay.
I can't go to the store right now.
I'll tell you what I can do. I can give you my regional manager's phone number.
I don't have time for that.
I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing I can do at this time.
Well, listen, I talked to the regional manager. He said to call in and talk to the effeminate man, and he was going to help me out.
My regional manager is actually a female, and I can give you her cell phone number.
Oh, that's the problem. It's a female, I think, right?
I'm sorry, sir. If there's anything else I can help you with.
All right. Listen, how about one package of hot dogs?
Sir, once again,
frozen.
We only serve what's on our menu.
You have hot dogs on the menu. That's what I want.
I apologize, sir.
I want hot dogs.
I am
going to
be hanging up right now.
I want hot dogs.
Once again,
hot
you
dogs.
Can call my regional manager.
Oh!
Her
hot
number
dogs.
Is 714-319-3837. Thank you so much.
Come on. No. One frozen hot dogs. No, Artie, no hot dogs. You got any hot dogs in your fridge, Artie? Sure you do. You eat them raw. Eat them hot dogs raw. Raw dogs. Let's get some raw dogs.
I actually have no hot dogs.
We reached Hot Dog on a Stick at the Brea Mall. We are unable to answer the phone right now. Please leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you.
What, Artie? Well, you don't like hot dogs?
I have no hot dogs in the house.
Wow, man. What do you have in your fridge right now? What's in it?
Almost nothing. I've been eating out.
So you're losing 10 pounds, but you're eating out? What are you eating?
It's how I keep myself from overeating. I don't have food in the house.
Ah. Okay, cool. It's expensive. You know?
I know.
Yeah, I'm just telling you.
Dude, I just sent you a file.
Okay. What kind of file?
A picture.
A picture. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, where did you send it? To my cell phone? What are you talking about?
No, on Skype.
On Skype? Okay, what is this? Is this a nude?
No.
I want to see some nudes.
You all homo?
Right. All right, hang on. I'm accepting the file. I'll take a look at this dirty picture of yours. Your thrasher, as you call it. All right. Moving right along. Did you tell Lonesome I wanted to talk to him? Did you not pay attention to my...
Oh, I didn't know you wanted me to.
I did. I asked you last time we talked on the phone.
I don't remember the last time we talked on the phone.
Okay, whatever. Here's a Mexican woman who answered at the taco shop in California. All right, here we go. Just a moment, please. Hey, boy, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
Pretty good. Can I help you?
I want to make an order.
Oh, okay.
All right, one fish taco.
Okay.
One chorizo taco.
One fish taco and what else?
Chorizo taco.
I don't have a chorizo taco, only chorizo burritos.
Oh, okay, the chorizo burrito, stupid.
Okay.
All right, one gallon of cooking oil.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
1 gallon of cooking oil. You hear me?
Okay. Hello?
1 gallon of cooking oil.
Cooking oil. I don't have it.
What do you have? Oh, I have oil there. Come on. Oh, stupid. Stupid corn eater Mexican. Artie, your phone is a shit. It's a shit.
I know.
Hurry up and get the Galaxy S4, please.
I've got an AT&T.
You're causing an echo. Because you have me on speakerphone, don't you, idiot? Yeah, dummy.
Let me find my earbuds.
Yeah, please. You think?
You dummy fucker.
Hey, Ken. Hey, Baz.
What Yo. Is this shit I hear about you taking the keepers away?
Oh, the keepers are gone. Everyone bitched Thank about God. The keepers.
Heads are going to fucking roll.
Well, because Baz is here, and Baz is new. It's not fair to him.
Coming on the taco shop?
Hey, I wanted to make an order.
This close now.
What?
This close now.
No, open, please.
This close. This is 9 o'clock.
No, open, I said. Puta.
We command you.
Puta. I say puta.
Man, it didn't have no chorizo taco. That sucks, man.
They
Chorizo's
have a chorizo
bomb.
A chorizo burrito, but no, I don't know over that no taco. That's pretty stupid. Hey. Just put the burrito shit in the taco shell. Yes.
The way the schedule's set up for fantasy football, is that how the schedule's going to stay?
I don't know. I haven't even looked at the schedule. Why? Should we change it?
I was just wondering because it's me and you first week again. Oh, I think
shit.
That happened last year, too.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you beat me by, like, what, 4 points or some shit like that?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was within 5 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a random order. I was just going to keep it that way.
Sweet.
Why not? I guess.
I was fucking pissed. I went out to a Tigers game today.
Yeah.
And I stayed until, like, the eighth inning. The Tigers were losing 6-3. I fucking left, getting the car and down the road. They hit a fucking walk-off three home run shot to win the fucking game.
You see?
In the bottom of the ninth, 2 outs. I was like, you're fucking kidding me.
You're those, yeah, see, that's what you get for leaving early. I never leave a sports game early. Even it's just so rude to do that to the team. I don't know. It just seems so, like...
So fucking high and mighty over there.
Like, I don't want to deal with the traffic. I'm going to leave. They're losing. It's so
Seattle fans are notorious for doing that at home games.
Orlando fans do that in the Orlando Arena for the NBA games.
I am happy that fucking Lions beat the shit out of the Bills today, too.
Man, Lions doing something, right? They won last week, too, didn't they?
Yeah, they fucking beat the shit out of the Patriots.
Whatever.
Yeah, the Seahawks are beating up on Oakland right now.
Seahawks are, yeah. You know what? I think, well, I don't know about the, maybe. I don't know. I'd like to see
That's because Oakland's letting fucking Terrell Pryor be the quarterback.
All right, people are getting pissed off about sports. You know how that goes.
I told Nunu that we're going to have a Seahawks hour every week on Madhouse.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I think IG69 just fucking signed in and Skype here.
Fuck him. Hey, guess what? You're out of a team, asshole, because you suck.
I haven't heard from that kid in a while. He used to just fucking giggle his way through the pranks and stuff.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
I think he probably hit puberty and grew some hair in his nuts and he doesn't care about prank calls anymore. Now he's all about the girls, probably. Rap music.
He's trying to get a pee-pee touch.
Sushi time. Sushi touch. Pee-pee touch.
Hi, thank you for calling to Navi. How can I help you?
Yeah, I needed to have a number 6.
A number 6?
Yeah.
What's the number 6?
Well, it's on your menu, number 6.
I'm not sure. What is it?
A rainbow roll.
Dragon I'm sorry, are you talking about a combo?
Fuck. All right, just
like
give me
a roll combo?
Shut up. Just give me a dragon roll.
Wow.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I know, because you're a woman. Can I have a dragon roll?
Excuse me?
Dragon roll, please.
I just can't understand you with that tone. I'm so sorry.
Can I have a dragon roll?
What do you say?
Can I have a dragon roll, honey?
Please, you mean?
Can I have a dragon roll?
I'm just Hold not on. Understanding you.
I command you to give me, put me down for a dragon roll. I order you. And a shrimp tempura roll.
And a number 6?
Yep. And then 1 gallon of cooking oil.
Can I get your name and phone number?
This is Cross.
Say it again, spell it.
Cross, C-R-O-S-S.
C-R-O-S-S. And your phone number?
It's 760-212-4424.
4424?
Yeah.
Okay, now run me through what you want one more time, because I'm just not understanding.
All right, because you're stupid. Rainbow roll.
Didn't understand that either?
One rainbow roll.
Okay, so you'd like a rainbow roll.
Yes. Dragon roll.
Okay.
All right, one shrimp tempura roll.
All right, that's much, much better.
A gallon of cooking oil.
All right, I'm going to have to call you back.
Why, asshole?
Because I just don't understand you.
Stupid. What do you mean? You keep saying you don't understand me. You obviously know what I'm saying. Stupid.
I can't understand you with that tone. You fucking high lady.
It's like that black guy earlier. He couldn't hear you.
Yeah, sure he can't. I started singing it to her.
Hi, thank you for calling Hanabi. How can I help you?
Hey, honey, baby. How are you?
Pretty good. Can't complain. How about you?
Good. I was talking to a rude woman there.
Oh, okay.
Was that you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I make an order, please?
No, I'm sorry.
Why? Why do you say you don't hear me and then you can't hear me perfectly? What's that little game of yours?
I just don't understand your tone. The tone you're using is what I don't understand.
What's wrong with my... I'm just making an order.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, well, unless you're ready to be polite and not be rude, I'm not going to answer your phone call.
Hi, I'm going to be nice now.
Okay. So what can we say while you're being polite?
One rainbow roll. I command you.
Sorry, I can't understand you again.
Come on. Is it because you're a stupid woman? Is there a man I can talk to? God damn.
just call her back and let me go, hey, bitch, I need a rainbow.
Do you want me to apologize for you?
Yeah. Then I'll say the bitch thing. Oh, they're hanging up.
Roy made a good point. He said that lady probably commands five-year-olds pretty well.
Yeah. I'll put that on the burner here. Maybe we can call it in a little bit.
I sent you another request a prank for this guy named K Boogie, who was looking for a fucking roommate.
K Boogie. Hell yeah.
K Boogie.
K Boogie, yo.
Oh yeah, I want to be his roommate.
K Boogie.
Hi, thank you for calling to Hanabi. How can I help you?
Yes, good evening. Hi, my name is David. How are you this evening?
Okay, David.
Yes, I'd just like to apologize for my friend Cross. I think he was being quite rude to you, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he's had a really tough week. His girlfriend just left him. She found out that she discovered that she was gay, and she left him for another woman. And so he's just really down on women right now. So
I'd
just like to apologize for him. We would really like to have an order, though. Is this possible?
I'm going to have to call your number back and make sure that this is a correct number.
Oh, it is a correct number.
Oh, okay. So it's 760-212-4424?
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to call that number back.
Hey, bitch, give me a fucking roll.
Don't fucking hang up.
Give me a fucking roll, you bitch, you stupid bitch. Yeah. That's a fake number, Gary. Aaron,
hey, motherfuckers.
Hey, stupid, how are you?
Hey, you old bouncer.
Hey, you old fuck.
What's going on over there? I tried to get in the chat. It's broken. Did you know the chat's broken, Carlito?
No. Thanks for letting me know about that. I'll get right on that right away.
I read in the chat that the chat's broken.
You read in the chat that it's broken? Shit. Look, that's Enigma's going to fix it. We're canceling the current IRC provider that can't get their shit straight. And Enigma's making a nice big... massive chat room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, the Death Fox chat worked really well. I don't know why we quit that one.
I have no idea why we would have left that. We could be on there still right now. I'm sure we'd be rocking on there without any trouble.
Mm-mm. You see that their bullshit's down?
Yeah, I know. It is what it is, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to hit Dozer up. I want Dozer to hang out with us. He's a
Yeah, you know, I sent him a message here on Skype, but I haven't heard back from him.
Yeah, Enigma said he hasn't really been online since this all went down, so kind of sucks. Maybe when he comes back around, he'll join us for a show.
Yeah, that's my only contact info I have for him is my Skype contact.
Oh, that reminds me. I talked to Dr. Lego today on the phone. I gave him a call, see how he was doing. He said he's interested in calling, and I think he's got a few. His band is really busy, but he said he's going to join us for a show here, I think next week, he said. And he's nice. And he's even thinking about maybe bringing back Prank the World on the Madhouse station, perhaps, in some kind of form or fashion. He said he might do a show here on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, whatever night that we don't have a show, you know? That'd be kind of
sweet.
Cool. Yeah, he used to do shows on Monday. Maybe we can get him to do Monday shows. That'd be really awesome. So, yeah, there we go. Look for that. He said he hasn't done prank calls in 2.5 years, so he's kind of excited about it. So there you go, Dr. Lego. Talk to him.
Cool. You had Zolar a few weeks ago.
Zolar a few weeks ago. Still can't find Recluse anywhere, but maybe one day he'll show up also. Aaron, you haven't been on in a while either, Aaron. I haven't actually talked to you in a while, dude.
I know. I got to mute for a minute. I got to put a kid to bed. I'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
And by put him to bed, he means choke the shit out of him.
Don't say that. It's his kid. How would you like if I said that? Well, yeah.
Every show he sits there talking about he's going to go throw his wife down the stairs and all that. So
I was about to say, your kid's in wrestling, so you get to watch him getting choked and stuff. Yeah. It sucks. Hey, it's Enigma. Hey, Enigma.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, good. So you're going to take over, you're going to help out with chat server, right? Is that still on or did that get canceled? Are we still good there, what we talked about? Enigma? Hello. Guys, are you there? Aaron?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Yeah.
Enigma, yep. There it goes. Call just came back.
Yeah, it went off for a little while.
Yeah, it's still on. You just got to switch it when you're ready.
All right. Well, you need the IPs. Give me IPs and we'll switch it. I'm thinking maybe we should do it early tomorrow. Can we do it early tomorrow so it's fixed in time for the weekend shows, you know, Friday and Saturday?
That'd be bad. I actually won't be home tomorrow until late.
Okay. I hate to do it late in case it... We can just do it. Fuck it. Fuck it. All right. Yeah, it's just an IP address change. Not a big deal. Okay.
Check Skype machines. I sent you the IP.
You did already. Okay, I'll do it tonight then. Screw it. I'll do it tonight. Can we do it tonight? Is it like really set up? Has it migrated and everything yet? Or do you need time?
Yeah, there's a couple of things I got to talk to you about, but it's pretty much done.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll be fixed. Hopefully in time for tomorrow's show. Excellent.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's continue on with prank calls. Jose, can someone give Jose this Skype name so he can join in? He wants to be on. Thanks, appreciate it.
I try to talk to Dozer. I haven't heard from him since the other night.
Okay.
A couple nights ago. But as soon as I see him, I'll let him know you want to talk to him.
Well, he goes to school, maybe. I think it's the first week of school for a lot of people.
Yeah, he said he's got school coming up, so that's probably it.
That's what it is. First week is kind of hectic. Get your classes and books in order and all that shit. Well, hang on before they pick up. Does anybody want to call? This is Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe.
Wanker's Corner Saloon?
Yeah. Any of you want to do it? Because I'm not feeling it, but I wanted to offer it to you guys. Wanker's Corner Saloon in Oregon. Anyone? No? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
All right, go.
Thank you for calling Wanker's Corner. This is Corinne. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Wanker's Saloon.
Yeah, Wanker's Corner Saloon and Cafe.
Yeah, may I speak to the manager, please? I've got a complaint I would like to lodge.
Yeah, let me see where he is at right now. One moment.
Okay, hurry the fuck up. Just because it's called Wankers doesn't mean somebody can be wanking in there.
Sounds like he hung up on accident.
Fuck.
This is Cooper. Can I help you?
Hi, Cooper. Yeah, my name is David. I've got a complaint that I'd like to lodge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was in there having a cocktail, and I had to go relieve myself in the restroom. And I think you have a gentleman there in the restroom who was taking the name of your establishment a little too far. There was a large black man masturbating next to me in the restroom, and I was quite shocked. And I'd like to know what you're going to do about it.
Now, but you're talking Winkler's Corner in Wilsonville, right?
Yes.
Okay, just make sure. Sometimes people get them confused. And,
he said, yo, dude, this name of this place is Wankers, so they let me masturbate in here. And I didn't want to have anything to do with that, so I just left immediately. He was very scared.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I apologize. Obviously,
damn
that's,
right.
We can't. That's just the craziest thing I've actually ever heard here. But
crazy or not, it's what happened.
Yeah. No, I'm not doubting you one bit. And there was a couple African American gentlemen playing pool earlier. I know that they're not here any longer. But
because he finished, he probably shot his load and then left.
That's crazy. All I can do is say hey, sorry that that was going on there. It's
let me tell you what happened. I had to go in there and I had to, well, to put it delicately, I had to take a shit. And so I was sitting in the stall, and then I started hearing some grunting coming next to me, and I saw this big foot come underneath and started tapping. I think it was some kind of a sign. I heard the guy like going, oh, man, I'm almost there. Oh, man, it's so good. Come on in here and join me. And then he actually came out, and he had his penis out, and he was trying to wave it in my face. And I was so scared, I just ran out the back. And I'd like to get a free meal in the house to make this right, and I would like to have free beer for 1 week.
Deal, man. That sounds good.
Okay, and what was her name again?
Listen, man. I don't know if you're being serious or not. I can't really give you a free meal and free beers.
I'm kind of traumatized.
Week.
I actually think I might need to see a therapist after this.
I would if I were you.
Yeah,
every day of the week. Personally, if a black man was masturbating and tapping me under the stall.
Yeah. Did you know that you have a glory hole there in that stall?
What's that?
You have a glory hole in that stall.
I do, yeah. I use that often. I stick my cock through it and often shock people on my own. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
I usually try to stab them right in the ear with it.
Oh, yeah. I was there last week. Was that you?
Amber. Yeah.
What did you say?
No, that is... What's that?
Who's in the background?
No, that's the craziest thing. Yeah, I usually shove my cock through that hole and, like I said, try to stab people right in the ear with it if I can.
Yeah, you know, but
if you would have been in there, believe me.
Basically, in order
I'd
to
cop,
stab somebody in the ear, they
well,
have
and,
to have
well,
their
the weird
ear
thing is my nuts usually slap
hole.
Underneath and hit the people in the shit, and that's the fucking weird thing.
Oh.
Hey, dude, that's been a fun phone call. Have a good night, okay?
Hey, don't hang up on me. Don't.
God damn.
Oh, are you going to masturbate now? Come on, dude. I'll put you on speakerphone so the bar can hear. You got to do better than that, though.
God damn.
Listen, man, if I had a dime for every time a black man masturbated me next to me in the waiter's bathroom, I'd have at least $72.30. I mean, but anyway, have a good night, bro. We appreciate it. Take care.
That's name this corner, huh?
Holy crap.
That's a fucked up manager.
I just like the whole idea. The black is like, hey, what's up?
Well, the guy was saying that he tries to stab people in the ear, and I was trying to get in the fact that in order for him to stab somebody in the ear, they would have to have their ear right up within an inch of that hole.
Yeah. It's more like stab him in the eye is more likely. And he has to be hard, too, you know?
Yeah. The dude wouldn't shut up.
Yeah. He was all me.
That was kind of lame.
My penis. No, it was funny. I just keep thinking about a black guy like, hey, what's up, man? This place is Wankers. So I get to jerk off. It's like, what kind of
random... a fucking regular there. Oh, yeah, when I get to jerk off, this is where I come, man.
Black guy playing pool, talking about jerking off, and somehow ended up in the bathroom jerking off in the stall next to Baz. Yeah, okay. Sure, yeah.
You hear the waitress bitch in the background fucking giggling away.
Yeah. Hee hee! Ha ha ha! That was her. Jose's calling, guys. Aren't you excited about that?
Oh, hey,
Jesus.
Nunu is telling me that he sent you numbers for Richard Kiel at a new premise to go.
Hey, hey, what's up, guys?
Sushi numbers.
Sushi numbers. Yeah, good. All right, I'll check those. Hey, Jose, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Good, good. Are you doing shows yet? What's up with you?
I sold my stuff because I needed money.
Wow, you pawned it?
Yeah.
Wow, you sold. What did you need money for? What was going on?
Some family problems I had to take care of.
Oh, well, you're grounded. That's what it was. All right. What happened here? Richard Keel. He is what? VTOL. VFall? He lost a job as the Incredible Hulk because he was too fat. Okay. Maybe offer him dietary advice. All right. Who's Richard Keel? He used to play the Incredible Hulk. I thought that was the other guy.
No, he played Jaws in Moonraker.
Ah, yes. Okay. Okay.
And I think he was in another Bond movie, wasn't he?
He was in three. I thought there were three movies with Jaws and Goldfinger. Yeah, yeah. So wait, okay, so he was offered the job of the Incredible Hulk, but he lost it out to that one guy. I forgot his name. Who's the guy that actually played him?
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno, yeah.
Something like that.
Lou Ferrigno, yeah, okay. It was the, before Arnold Schwarzenegger, we had Lou Ferrigno. Yeah. I've seen him in conventions. Every time there was a convention in Orlando, Lou Ferrigno was just walking around. Him and, Peter Mayhew, the guy that plays, Chewbacca, the guy in the Chewbacca suit. Guy's fucking tall, but you just see him walking around. Everyone's staring at him like, oh, it's Peter Mayhew. He wasn't even like listed as a guest or anything. He just would show up and walk around and sign autographs. Crazy. Crazy. Here we go. Bum, 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 bum. Have you guys ever heard of Lonely Virgil?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing there, buddy? Is that Keel? Big Keel?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. Hey, we're doing a... panel here for James Bond 50. We wanted to pay to fly you out to Orlando to be at the convention center and maybe talk and sign some autographs. We'll put you in a hotel and everything. And you're in a wheelchair, I understand, right?
No, I use a battery powered scooter.
You're in a scooter.
And my wife flies with me.
Okay, we'll bring her too. All right. And do you have any dietary needs you need taken care of?
I don't know. Now, when is this?
This is in October. October 12th through the 15th. We'll bring you out. We're going to sit you in front. We're going to say, look at this failure here. You know?
Okay.
Look at this big failure.
Hold on.
And then we're going to feed you, like, stuff. We're going to feed you aluminum foil.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you what, I do have something in October, I'm not sure, but...
Hey, do you know, do you remember...
Give me a call in the morning?
Hey, do you remember being in Egypt with Riyad Dilshad? He was filming you, and you went up to the car, and you were like, and you broke the car, and it was in Egypt, you were filming in Egypt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my friend, he said he saw you. He was on the, he's Palestinian, but he grew up in Egypt, and he was in the filming crew, and he saw you were Jaws, and you broke the car. It was the car was made out of aluminum, he said.
They had, it was like a Coors can.
Yeah.
They were able to punch into it and then rip it back.
He told me about that, and he said that you were in the bathroom, and you took a big shit, really big shit, and it stunk up the bathroom, and they were all laughing at you and having a good time, remember?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he said you went to...
Anyway, can you give me a call in the morning?
He said you took a big shit and it stunk every time you used the bathroom. It was disgusting. He remembers you.
Yeah.
He told me to give you a call. He said that we're going to bring you. We're going to say, look at this failure here. We're going to have a whole ring of people around you. We're going to say, this is a failure, and he stinks when he shits. It stinks when he shits. And we'll even have a portable toilet there. You can use it and take a shit.
Okay, well,
we'll go in there and we'll smell it.
You want to email me your proposal?
Yeah. Are you okay with shitting in front of those people?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a public...
You want to email me your proposal?
It's a porta potty. We're going to put you in the porta potty. You're going to take a shit and then we're all going to go inside and smell and comment, take air samples. All right. There you go, Jaws. That's funny because I just downloaded all of the Bond movies from the last 50 years, the 50 collection, and I'm just about up to where the Jaws movies start, that whole trilogy. Well, that's exciting. Got to talk to the guy. Wow, man.
Hey, Carlito.
What?
Is there any more slots open for the fantasy football thing?
Nope. There's not really. Damn it. Yeah, I know, really, but really there's not. And you probably wouldn't pay. You probably would quit like IG Richie did, you know? If I know you, you wouldn't like it. You never played fantasy football before.
IG69 is getting real fucking lippy in the Skype chat with me.
Really? He's getting lippy?
He's full of fucking piss and vinegar.
What's his problem? Was he upset?
I don't know. He said, "Why don't you lick my pussy, you peckerwood white trash ass bitch?"
You sure that's not the dead?
It says IG, inadequate gangster.
That's kiss my pussy.
Inadequate gangster.
And then it says recovered my password.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever.
He's probably high on Kool-Aid.
Probably Mountain Dew. Said about 3 Mountain Dews. Yeah. All right. Moving right along here. MST3 Clay says he got a request from Lux that he would like to join. Okay. Can someone send Lux the Skype chat thing, the My Skype account?
I think I can. I think I got him.
Cool.
Carlito's Big Balls at Yahoo.com.
There you go. That's the one.
Damn it.
What? Okay. Chloe said, we got Chloe here who's goes to a college. Talk about how you saw her sneak into the house in Escondido and was partying. I don't know what. This is some kind of inside job here. Whatever.
It's been a long time since I've heard a Brent call.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I can give it a try. How's it sound about my mobile device?
You sound good to me. A little bassy, but that's it. Hang on, I'll send you exactly what the premise is here. Can you read Skype chat? Can you see it on your
device? If I look, yeah, hold on. I have to look at it. Hold on.
Hey, Carlito, have you been catching those creepy-ass fucking speed dating calls Jihad's been putting together?
Yeah, yeah, where you guys were saying the weirdest fucking shit to them.
Well, we had to try to, like, really pick it up because we didn't have Laugh Track Matt last Friday. So they're like, oh, you gotta be creepy. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, there's some crazy shit, guys. So, yeah, I guess so they're being told they're auditioning for, like, some kind of speed dating show or... Oh, it's a speed dating service. That's what it is. Yeah.
It's for a game show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're running them through a test phase to see who scores the highest and stuff. And we're asking them, if you had to estimate who has or what size penis do you think they have?
It's like penis size. Yeah, the penis size. And they're all like, all the women are like, oh yeah, like 6, like 7. You kept getting 7 and 8 and stuff. I remember Ken. I was sitting there like, yeah, right.
I was scoring high, and then with the African American ladies, I don't score that well, so they're like, oh, 6, and I'm like, damn it, you're bringing my average down.
So Chloe snuck into a house and was drinking alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, that's all I got to go with. It's not much.
Smoking marijuana cigarettes.
There you go. Yeah, partying.
Holy
dancing.
Shit.
Yep, she was showing her knees. Her knees were visible.
Yeah, putting on a strap on and making love to men.
Oh, nice. All right. Ding.
No, she's too drunk. She's not.
Hello?
Hello, is Chloe there?
Yeah. Hello?
Chloe.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Brent. I know what you've been doing.
What?
I know what you've been doing. Sneaking into houses and partying. Smoking marijuana cigarettes.
What?
You hear me? Hello, Chloe.
Hi, yeah.
Hi. Listen, you little bitch. I'm getting sick of your shit. You need to stop sneaking into people's houses.
What? I'm sorry, I can't hear anything you're saying. Say it louder.
Have you been pulling down your pants and spanking it in front of other people?
This is so scary. What the fuck? It's definitely dark. I said,
you pull your pants down and start taking your butt. Hey, Dara, what's up, Dara?
Is there 17 people there? Well,
what the fuck's happening? It's Bubba.
That was retarded.
It's like, oh, Bubba, is Bubba there? Bubba.
Hey,
I don't know who they thought you were.
Lux added you, Carlito, under Kyle Luxington or some shit.
And I'm adding Lux right now to the call. So there you go, buddy.
Get ready for some squeakiness.
Yeah.
So is the draft still tomorrow, or did you change it again?
It's tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern.
All right.
Yeah, you're going down, you bushy beard bastard.
Yeah. It's over, Mr. Champion, reigning champion.
Yeah, wait, now, is it too late for me to save my last year's guy, or what?
I got rid of that. Everyone gave people were... I told you guys, if you got a problem with it, post in there. And
I'm fucking raising it right now on the air.
All right. So, do we want the keepers or not? Baz says no because he's.
I only say that because I didn't play last year.
Fuck you.
Because who's my keeper? I think it's either Frank Gore. That's my keeper.
I was trying to figure out if I was going to keep Big Ben or RG3.
I want to keep Hasselbeck for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't care. Whatever you guys want to do. I'm the new guy.
Yeah, I don't know. Fucking keepers. All right,
I'm going to keep Jason Hansen. Oh, wait, he retired. Shit. Yeah,
we have up until an hour before the draft to change that, so...
I guess just leave the keepers off. Make it fucking clean slate and fair for everyone,
And we'll do keepers next year, then.
Oh, fuck. Whatever, that's fine. I don't need a keeper, honestly. I mean, I'm just...
We'll end up with a clean slate this way, that's true.
You won any last year, Aaron?
Yeah, I didn't need one last year, so...
Yeah. All right, here's a number for Harry Dick. He's at least 65, but I think older. His wife, Mary, sounds really old. They're most likely in bed. She's a sweet old lady, and his name is Harry Dick. All right, cool.
Harry Dick, fuck yeah.
Harry Sachs.
Cream Street 2.
I watched that episode of Beavis and Butthead a few weeks ago. That still cracks me up.
Cream Street 2? That episode?
Yeah, that one.
Harry Sack.
Harry Sack. Alright. Congratulations, you just won a pizza. What were those prank calls that we're doing to that angry redneck?
Oh, they were just coming up.
Harry Sack?
Harry Sack.
Hey. Huh?
Yeah, speak with Harry Sack, please.
Harry Dick.
Harry Dick.
Dick Harry.
Just hold on a second, I can't understand you. Who do you want to speak to?
Harry Dick.
Who's calling?
My name is David Snoswell.
He is asleep.
Well, I need you to wake him up.
Just a minute. Just a minute, I'm going to put on the recorder so we can hear you.
Yes, do that. I hear him talking in the background. He's asleep.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mr. Harry Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell, and I'm calling you from the United States Ministry of Foreign Defense. And we're calling to confirm that you have won an all-expenses trip paid to the Pentagon. With your wife and three other people.
I was kind of sleepy. I didn't understand what all you said.
Yes. We are calling to inform you that you have won an all-expenses-paid trip to the Pentagon. You can be present watching on the big board when we send the Tomahawk cruise missiles into Damascus. Are you available to board a flight first thing tomorrow morning?
Sure.
Sure, great. Okay, this trip is also being sponsored by the a major pizza corporation, so we're going to need you to do some promo ads as well, too. You know, we can have you in the Pentagon saying, hey, I'm in the Pentagon right now. In the Pentagon, we eat, and I can't say the name of the sponsor over the phone right now. It's a confidentiality agreement type deal. But are you down with that?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure. You know, and I'm also running out of ideas for this call, so I'm going to transfer you over to my supervisor, Mr. Cross.
Hello. How are you, buddy?
Howdy.
Hey, good. Are you laying in bed, or where are you right now?
Bed.
Oh, what are you wearing?
Nothing.
Nothing? You sleep naked?
No. Oh, I got on socks and underwear.
Socks and underwear? Like, tidy? What do you wear? Like, briefs or boxers? What do you like?
Yeah, I like that.
Do you have a t-shirt on, or is your chest bare?
No.
Bare chest? Very nice. And what's your wife doing? Is she laying next to you?
She was.
What was she? Was she wearing a negligee?
Mm-hmm. Did you? Don't get to the point.
I want you to tell me what your wife was wearing, and maybe I want you to kiss her and let me hear you guys kissing.
What's your name?
This is Cross.
We're recording this.
Okay. Me too.
Do we sound good?
You know, I get a call. Oh, not as bad as, not as often as I used to.
Uh-huh.
But,
because of your name?
A couple of calls a week. But now it's about once or twice a month.
Oh, yeah?
It's usually about this time.
About the name?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's probably just teenagers giggling, though. At least we're being kind of original right now, right?
It's usually adult men.
Uh-huh. And you're in your 60s?
No.
Oh, no? Older?
Yeah, I'm a lot older than 60.
So when you were, let's say, in school, did they tease you also, or no one knew to tease
Hardly
you?
Hardly ever.
Hardly ever? So when
no,
when
no, once they got a hold of it, they realized that I'm human.
All right, so when did the teasing start? Like in the 70s, people were like,
oh. No, all my life, to some extent.
Oh, but when the sexual revolution started, did it get worse?
No.
No? Now, did you get into the sexual revolution and all that?
No.
No? You didn't do the hippie thing?
No.
No? Okay, where's the weirdest place you ever made love to your wife at? In the ass?
No.
No? You ever put in the ass?
No.
No. Okay.
Let me ask you this, my good sir. With a name like Harry Dick, did you ever consider going into the pornography industry?
No.
You wouldn't even need to pick a stage name. You could just use your real name.
No, wouldn't do that.
Is your dick hairy? Do you have a lot of hair down there?
No.
Okay. Well, that's kind
do
of
you
ironic.
Shave?
Kind of ironic.
Or did it just fall out with old age?
Is it wispy and gray? How about your balls hang really low, don't they? You got them big.
Can we come over and inspect?
Hey, Baz, sure. He's probably like a Coke can, I think. You know what I mean? Beer can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You got a beer can of cock?
No, I never smoked or drank.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever, you never smoked, you never drank?
No.
Right.
Would you like to try it? Before you pass away?
No.
Would you like to try sucking a man's sexual organs?
Listen.
Before you die?
My Bible professor, and my...
You said you're a professor?
A college professor?
Yes. And
what subject did you teach?
Do you realize that...
So you're Dr. Dick, Dr. Harry Dick?
It's late at night, and this happens so much, so often. It used to happen. I'd like to go along with you sick people some. But
you know, you're a pretty good sport. I'll give you that. Most people just tell us to fuck off and hang up.
Disgusting.
Yeah, most guys will hang up by now.
In the UK, they scream out, fuck off, and then they hang up.
I don't hang up.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to call someone?
I just like to make a fool of these chefs that you're in.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, why don't you want to turn the tables on all these prank callers? Want to make one with us?
You want to stay?
Make a prank call.
We're gonna make a prank
call. We'll call
the UK. Yeah, stay with us on the phone, and we'll call someone. All right, you can hear it.
You can say, "Hey, I'm Harry Dick," and they'll go, "No way."
No. Let's get it over with and hang up.
No, not yet. You said you don't hang up.
Well, I woke up to talk to you.
Do you ever do any construction work in your life, or you just worked in a school?
Like of course, everybody does something in their life.
Yeah, you got to fix a washing machine, you know, put in a new water heater. You ever do that? That's a hard work.
No.
Back-breaking work, putting in a new water heater, man. Oh, man, it's bad. You got to watch out. You got that hot water in your eyes, you know? Don't hang up. Come on, don't hang up. It's going to be fine.
You're almost up. They're going to answer
you.
You're almost done.
Hello, we've got somebody that would like to speak with you. His name is Harry Dick. Go ahead, Harry.
Constructions? Is this
tough? Hello?
Hey.
Hello? You there?
Hello? Tough Construction?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
No, I'm not in construction.
Oh, you're not a construction?
I'm in church work.
You do church work? You did work around at the church?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no one answered at that number, Harry.
Yeah, Harry, Enigma wants to know if you ever got soap in your pee hole.
No.
You ever get an ingrown hair, like on your ball sack, anything like that, like a boil?
Oh, yeah, no. Nothing
you
like
never?
That.
Never got like a boil?
I did.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. When you're growing
up. They give me antibiotics.
Yeah, when you're growing up and you're first growing pubes, sometimes they go ingrown, you know, and you got to squeeze them a little bit.
Never happened.
Do you check for lumps in your testicles? You ever do that? That's important, too. Hello?
Tom Green.
Hello, these guys.
Yeah, is Allison there?
You sound like adult people.
No, Allison doesn't work here anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got Harry on the line. He had to ask you a question about the store. Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Harry. Ask her.
I don't know what you want me to ask her.
What is your name, young lady?
I don't think you need to know my name.
Well, yeah, you have to identify yourself because you're at the store.
I don't have to identify myself.
Listen, you little bitch.
Have a good night.
Okay. Don't hang up.
Little bitch. What a bitch, huh, Harry?
I gotta go. Come on.
Don't go, Harry. Please don't go.
Come on.
Go up. Go
we
up
like
a
you.
Little.
No, don't go. Come on, man. It's fun.
Harry, somebody else.
Have
some
Harry, can we be friends?
You're a good sport, Harry.
We're trying new things together, Harry.
Oh, my brazole.
All right.
I mean, you're in your twilight years. These new experiences can greatly enrich the golden age.
P-R-A-C-O-L-A.
You can bring sexual toys into the bedroom or your wife and experience a whole new thing.
Harry, let's trade sex stories.
Yeah.
Cross always wants to trade sex stories, but nobody listens to him.
You want to say sex stories with us?
Just send money.
Fuck yeah.
Come on. When was the first time you saw a girl naked?
Just send money.
Just send money? All right.
Go to church.
Do you have a PayPal account?
Good church.
Which church should we go to? Orthodox Church?
Yeah.
Stand the line, Harry. Here's another call for you.
Last one, Harry. Last one. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Lux is here also. We haven't paid attention to Lux, but Lux is here. You like Lux?
Hey, Lux.
Lux is
say hi to Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Good morning.
Harry.
It's Richard. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, we got
Hello.
Harry. Harry's on the line.
Hi, Harry. I love you.
That's not
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Golden Living Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Harry. He's going to be moving in there because he's old.
He's in his twilight years.
Yeah.
Could you call during the daytime, during the office hours, because you have to make office arrangements?
No, Harry has got a lot of money. He wants to move in tonight.
Maybe there won't be any stupid West Indians there at that time, right?
You see what the problem is I'm having an affair with Harry's wife, so I got to get this old bastard out of the house. I need to do it right now.
If you call during office hours, you can make arrangements for a room.
Hey, are you Haitian? What are you? Jamaican, Haitian? What are you? Are you disgusting people from the Caribbean?
No, he sounds like a handsome man.
No, he's disgusting.
kids at 3 p.m.
There's a homosexual bathroom that they can shower in.
Hey, Harry, you there, buddy?
I'm barely here.
Oh, yeah, how you doing? We were trying to get you a new place to live at. So
yeah, you had your fun. Look, I got to go back to bed.
All right, whatever. Whatever.
No, no, you don't.
See you later.
Bye, asshole.
I thought Harry doesn't hang
out. Hi, Harry. I love you.
Hey, guys, I'm going to restart Skype. It's starting to fuck up. I'll join you guys all back up here in a moment. Thank you.
Oh, God damn. Yo, that's some dirty Lux.
I don't have Lux as a contract yet, I don't think. Let me see.
That's okay.
Add, can you get add Lux? Oh, I got her. Big Lux here.
Hey, Carlito, there's the prank you were talking about when Beavis and Butthead were calling that redneck. And all they were doing was flushing the toilet on the phone to him.
Yeah, was that's right.
He was getting all pissed off.
Wasn't it for like a whole year, and then he finally got caller ID? And then he's
yeah.
I got you now, motherfucker.
And then they gave him Stewart's address. Cause they
well, Mr. They gave Anderson's because that was the only address they knew. They stole his mail. And then the guy came over and shoved the phone up his ass, right?
Yeah.
And the funny part was, they said, let's call Stuart. And they were calling him, and you could hear the phone ringing in that dude's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
In his dad's ass. Ow! So it's ringing. They're like, he's like, ow!
Yeah, I haven't seen that since I was a kid. I want to see that. I can't believe I remember that, but like, I was like, hey, congratulations, you just won a pizza. Give me the address and I'll get it over to you.
There's the link in the Skype chat. I should find the better version. That's on some guy like taping his tablet or some shit.
Is Beavis are the old Beavis and Buttheads on Netflix at all? I wonder.
No, they're not.
That sucks. I got to go download them then. Fuck it. Torrents. If they don't, they got to learn, man. If they don't put that shit on Netflix or Amazon Prime, I'm gonna download it. Fuck them. They got to learn.
You know, they came out with a new season last year.
Yeah.
With Beavis and Butthead. I mean, it was actually not bad.
It was all right.
I love the drone episode that they did.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Where they were like, oh, look, it's a fucking video game. They're controlling the drones, fucking shooting people and shit.
Nice. Good for them. Were they? I only saw the first episode of that. Were they still like in high school and shit? Were they still playing?
Yeah. All the same characters.
Explain that. Well, I guess it could
except
be.
Except for Daria.
Oh, Diarrhea. Diarrhea, like they call it diarrhea, and they'd ask her like, "Are you on your period? Or do you get periods?" Like, yeah, great.
Yeah,
that show sucked. The Daria show. Hey, I'll be right back. I'm gonna finish playing this prank call. 3 minutes. Be right back. Thank you. And guys, add whoever else I'm forgetting. Try to remember who it is that was on the conference and Adam. All right. Thanks. See you. Hey, get Lux back on here. I think that's everybody.
Hey, Ice Goose just messaged me. He wants to join when the Seahawks game is over, which is like right now.
Like right now. All right. Well, he's got my info.
I told him to call in.
Call when he's ready. Yeah, when he's done with the game, he can call. I'm not gonna guess. All right, let's move right along here. Do a few more pranks. It's 12:52.
Hey, you said you had some UK numbers.
I think they were starting to come in. Yeah, let me see. Let me see what Lonesome sent.
I've got an idea. It might kind of suck, but it might be kind of funny.
You got to talk to Kate Boogie also.
Oh, I got to get those requests. Yeah, you're right. I'm in no real rush to get off here.
And would you believe that Kate Boogie is fucking 420 friendly?
No way.
Holy shit.
No fucking way, I'm telling you.
Kevin is... yeah.
Hey, we got some good 420 news here in Washington. The feds came out today and said they're not going to interfere with our new law.
So I've heard. There's a big relaxation when it comes to the Department of, or whatever, the attorney, the
DOJ,
the AG's office and the DOJ. It's been happening for the last few weeks. My biggest complaint against the Obama administration has been how the Department of Justice has been, you know, you had all these promises from Obama, but then you got Eric Holder doing all this bullshit.
Yeah.
It's about time that they, other than the fact that they relaxed, which was really should have been done. I know it sounds, a lot of people argued against it, but the crack cocaine laws were kind of fucked up. Like, for the same amount of cocaine or less, you could do life in prison or get 4 times the amount of a sentence that you would for having just regular cocaine, just because it was baked differently. It was
that's dumb.
And because
that's really stupid.
And the majority of people who would abuse crack are usually going to be, you know, black people. It really wasn't fair. I mean, yeah, it's a crime, but treat it equally, dude. You know what I mean? So that was a few years ago. Then Nancy Pelosi spearheaded that, and Obama was really big on that. The crack law, as it was called. A lot of people said it was a form of racist policy.
They got to relax on it because Obama's fucking doing that shit in the Oval Office.
He's not doing crack. He's not doing any of that, man.
The hell he isn't.
No, he's not. All right, crazy fucker. Add Lux back, Fox. What's wrong with you?
I sent the contact info. It's right there in Skype chat.
I was still calling. Who's this? What's the name?
Here's the UK. I don't have a name. Sorry.
Just call Johnny No Teeth.
Hello.
Good evening or good morning. How are you this? How are you today,
Kathleen Beach?
It's 6 o'clock here. In the
yes,
morning.
Who am I speaking with?
This is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Kathleen.
What? Kathleen. Hello, my name is David Snoswell, and I've been selected to participate in the U.S.-UK Friendship Exchange, and I've just been notified that you are to be my host for the next 4 months.
No, you're not.
Yes, listen. I've just arrived at Heathrow, and I'll be boarding a train shortly, and I should arrive within the next couple of hours.
No.
Yes, well, I'm already here, and what? I have some special needs that will need to be attended to during the next few months. Number one, I require 4 fresh grapefruit for breakfast and fresh squeezed kiwi juice. It helps to keep my chronic flatulence down. Hello?
Still connected. Hang up and call back. 4.
Yeah, it's the flatulence, you know. Hello, Kathleen. I'm boarding the train right now. I'll be there soon. You're going to pick me up, right? Please, I've traveled a long way. I've been on the plane all night.
I hear moaning. I heard a little moaning there. You heard that?
Oh, she's barking.
I think Mr. Kathleen was, getting his little frisky there. Here's Edward Kirk, Captain Edwards J. Kirk. All right. Lux is back. Up and coming prank caller Lux.
Should I try this premise again?
Yeah, that's me. I'm famous.
I love when he does the speed dating calls. They're like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 15, but I lied about my age.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, this UK number that came in, they left the phone busy, those bastards. Yeah, they did not hang up the phone after Lonesome's confirmation call. So here's Shepherd's Bush Green. I don't know if this is a restaurant or a... in or something, but it says Shepherd's Bush Green in London, England.
Oh, no, good. Okay. All right. Go for it, dude.
Sounds like a golf course or something. I don't know.
Hey, he said bush.
Shepherd's Bush Green.
Let's see if I can order a bush.
That makes sense, right? Shepherd's Golf and Green. Probably.
Section, can I help you?
Yeah, is this Shepherd's?
Sorry?
Is this Shepherd's?
Shepherd, yes, sir.
Yeah. Is it golf?
Which golf?
Is it golf?
I don't know what you mean with golf.
Do I play the golf there, or what do I do there? My cousin said to call.
Are you on the door?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I can see you in a camera.
Yeah. Yeah, let me in.
But where are you? I can't see you.
Well, I think I was getting ready to come into your mother.
Okay.
Yeah?
And, what?
You sound like a Gandu. Are you?
No.
No? Are you a Banchod?
What do you want?
I want to know whether or not you're a Banchod.
No, I'm not a Banchod.
No?
No.
Well, I was wondering if I could come and stay with you and sleep with you and caress your beautiful long dark hair.
Yeah, in the wrong place, man.
No, they don't have the homosexual shower there?
Not possible.
Not possible for you?
Not possible. Maybe you can look another place, yeah?
look for a different place. Are you Bantu'd or are you Malacca?
Well, maybe if you come here, we can discuss that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe we touch each other, you know, rub our...
No, you come here, we come here and we discuss that, huh?
Oh, and then, or you're going to come...
By telephone, it's not possible.
No, you don't think so?
See, you come here and we discuss that.
Okay, what was your name, sweetheart, honey, baby?
Okay. I'm waiting for you. Yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm waiting for you.
That's on a fucking kinky. I'm waiting for you.
What the fuck was that place? It's not a golf place. What is it, a hotel?
No, Shepherd's Bush Green.
Sounds like a pub or something.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to make a reservation.
Where are you now? Are you in Shepherd's Bush? Or?
Yeah, that's where I am.
If you want to make a reservation, you come into hostel. We don't make reservations over the phone.
Oh, well, so I come in, and now is there one toilet for everyone, or do we get our own toilet?
Yeah, you get your own toilets.
All right, are they clean?
I hope so, yeah.
Do I share? So I don't have to share a toilet with anyone?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Yes, I do, or yes, I don't?
Yes, you do.
I don't want to share a toilet with... Is there white people only, or what are they?
It's mainly black people.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. You don't have a whites-only toilet?
Not since the 50s.
No? Oh, wow. Yeah. What toilet do you use?
We use black toilets, like...
Black marble?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you have your own toilet you use for employees?
Unfortunately, no, so I have to sit in black men's toilets as well. It's quite disgusting.
Oh, that's crazy, man. What about food down there? What's going on?
It's just black food.
Black food? What, you got like African food?
No, just black food. Anything that's black.
Oh, black pudding?
It gets eaten.
Black charred chicken?
Well, I was thinking black chips, black apples.
Poop? Do you have black pudding?
Unfortunately, no. It's very obvious, but no, we don't.
How's that?
Hey, can we share a bed? Two men, one bed?
Yeah, you can if you want.
Nice. Well, will you want to come? You come with us. You're three men, one bed.
Could do.
We'll split. Todd. We'll do like a split pig. We'll make roast pig roast with you. You'd be a little piggy.
Make you airtight, dude.
Yeah. We'll make you airtight.
Three pigs in a blanket.
Yeah. In a blanket. We'll wrap you up in a carpet. Also, we'll throw you off a bridge.
No condoms.
We'll jerk off while we throw you off the bridge, and you're like, I'm drowning. Oh, and we're both sitting there like, yeah, fuck it, he's dying.
Touch me.
He's drowning. Oh, yeah, it's fucking hot. You think it's hot when you make another man drown? Yeah, you know that movie Zero Dark Thirty? I jerked off for like three times watching that movie. The torture scenes. Yeah, I got kicked out of the movie theater.
Well, you know, as long as you're busy.
Yeah, I kept busy.
People get bored, don't you? You know, pass the time.
There you go.
Are we allowed to masturbate in the water closet?
Whatever keeps your hands busy, man, you know?
Oh, okay.
You know,
cool.
Don't take drugs, stay in school sort of thing, you know?
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I rub one off in your face?
You could. Well, dude, we're on the phone right now. You need to physically be here.
Well, no, we can be there in 20 minutes.
Well, if I'm here, I finish at 8 o'clock.
What's the tube stop?
Oh, it's already started, so...
What's that?
Look up in tfl.com, it'll let you know.
All right, tubestoporganization.com.
Yeah.
You sound hot, man.
Yeah. You're really kind of doing it for me, you know? We're going to call Monkey Island Hotel. There's black people there, too, probably.
Nigga.
Makes me so hot.
Yeah. All right, bye.
Thank you.
You can stay on if you want. Listen. No, okay.
You know who I just figured out that we're still missing? Where's Milkman?
I tried calling him a few times, and he's not connected.
He's watching old episodes of Garfield.
He's sleeping
again. Good morning.
Yes, my name is Oscar. O is in hotel, R is in the spoon.
Where are you?
I'm over here in the parking lot. In the car park?
Parking.
In the car park, yeah.
Yeah, how can I help then?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to know about your rooms there. Can you come share with me the bed? You know?
You're in the car park.
Yeah, can you bring the bed out here? I want to lay down outside.
Outside, yeah?
Yeah, I want to lay down outside, but I need a bed.
You need a bed outside, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't do that.
I'll help you move it, stupid.
You can come over at reception.
Yeah, and then what, can I sleep there?
Yeah, you can sleep here.
And can you watch me sleeping? Yeah, how about I pretend I'm sleeping and I lay down there on the counter and then you like be like, oh wow, he's sleeping, and then you masturbate while you're watching me and then you like pull my pants and my panties down and I'll keep acting like I'm sleeping, but I'm not really sleeping. But we'll pretend.
Yeah, you can come over to reception because I'm doing something at the moment.
What are you doing?
I'm doing some reports.
Oh, report papers?
Yeah.
Can you read them to me?
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Is it private?
Yeah. You can come over at reception, yeah?
All right. And then then you're going to look at me and touch yourself, right?
Private
parts?
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. Are you Indian? Fine. Are you Indian?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
So you're Ulu or you Gandu?
You can come at reception. I have no time to speak with you at the moment, yeah?
I have no time to speak with you, maybe. Maybe it's me. Stupid dick.
Hey, Carlito, when we do the draft tomorrow, are we going to all get on Skype and bullshit, or are we just going to avoid that?
We can.
Yeah, let's broadcast it.
Yeah, Jayad's going to be on, right, at that time?
Yeah, he'll be on at that time.
Yeah, at least we can't broadcast it, but we can get on Skype. You know? We can get on Skype.
I know last year we were giving each other shit on the Skype while we were doing the draft. Yeah. So I think I drafted someone that had been cut or some shit. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah. T.O. You drafted T.O.
That's right. They had just cut him like the day before. And I'm like, are you shitting me?
Yeah.
I can host.
All right. There you go. Pit bull breeders. Ask if anyone wants to buy a pit bull bred with a whippet. What?
What the hell's a whippet?
It's like a small little dog, I think, right? Holy shit.
So the pit bull can fuck the whippet?
I know someone who had a German Shepherd and Chihuahua mix. And it was the Chihuahua was the male, was the dad. And I guess the Chihuahua came up behind the female German Shepherd and just had its way with it.
What, do we have to put like a stepladder or something?
Yeah, well, because...
That's gross. That's like interracial.
I know. She showed me a picture of it, and I was like, what kind of dog is that? She's like, yeah, that's a Chihuahua German Shepherd mix. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I thought about it for a second, like, wait, what? Like, she's like, yeah, everyone says that. The dog looked really cool, though, like a Chihuahua. It was, like, huge, but it
was like a liger, but fucking in a dog.
Oh, yeah, it was a wicked-looking dog, but, yeah.
Wait a minute, she sent you a picture of the Chihuahua fucking the German Shepherd? Is that what happened?
No, they just showed me a picture of the dog, the result.
That Chihuahua was having the time of his life.
Chihuahua's behind the German Shepherd.
Horny little bastard.
Little fuck. Little Chihuahua bastards. Rude little dogs. I don't like them at all, man. They're so mean and nasty.
Dropkick one.
Yappy little bastards.
They do that growl like that. Little fuck. I just want to kick them across the room like fuck.
Little shits.
God, I hate little dogs.
God, I can't.
I stayed with a friend when I first moved to Portland and I fucking shaved her Pomeranian, but I just shaved like the front half of its body and left the back half puffy. It was so fucking hilarious.
Oh, man. Pomeranians. Okay. So, I didn't get a number, though. This guy sent that as a request, a pit bull bred with a whippet, but no number. So, I don't know.
Oh, he just wants us to call pit bull people or something.
Yeah, well, I'll get right on that. Good idea. Thank you.
K-Boogie.
You get like a quarter of a gold star for being stupid.
Yeah, I'm looking for K-Boogie here. Hang on.
Just a tip, guys. When you submit a request to prank, it really helps to put the phone number in it.
A phone number helps out, yeah. Ideas are cool, but phone number is even better. All right, K-Boogie, who's 420 friendly. Did you want to do this one, Ken? Ken?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Holloman?
Mike Iskus wants to do it.
All right.
Is this a prostitute that's 420 friendly or what?
They want to rent a room.
Oh.
And the guy's name is K Boogie.
I'll post the deets here in the Skype chat.
What are we doing?
Just a moment. Copy pasta.
That was a good game, huh, Ice Goose?
What?
Good game, huh?
Yeah, we kicked the shit out of them.
How did Warren Moon play tonight?
He did better than Sunny Sixkiller did.
Yeah.
Good.
For real.
All right. You guys ready then? You guys ready for the the prank call? Here it is. I don't know who wanted to do K Boogie. Oh, sorry, Ken. I did give out your email. I thought you knew all these people.
Yeah.
Peace. You've reached Keisha of Growler. Currently, I'm away from the phone, so please.
That's Keisha Boogie.
Ah, Keisha and Boogie. Got it.
Wow.
Sorry, Ken. My bad.
Peace. You've reached Keisha. Yeah. Currently, I'm away from the phone, so please leave.
Going straight to voicemail.
I bet she's a freak.
She's on the phone right now, I think, because it's going right to voicemail, or her battery's dead. Her phone is
Boogie,
turned off.
Boogie where?
Boogie
is
dead.
That where you like, is that, are those the panties you put on when you do the ass shaking videos on YouTube?
Yeah, that's it.
Not that I've ever seen that.
Boogie shorts. Okay, now I'll answer that.
So what batteries would he be talking about?
Batteries?
Huh?
What?
Nothing, never mind.
You lost me. You lost me with that too. Sorry. Alright, Brad has sent in those Twitter complainers. Here's one. Harding Hasting. And she complained.
Tanya Harding?
Yeah.
No, totally fuck her.
Yeah, dude, she
even now.
Crazy in bed, man. Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
She'd whip out a pipe and start beating you.
Start
with
beating
it.
The shit out of you.
Dick, man.
I don't got it. I'll do it. That's awesome. Go ahead. Beat me. Beat me, woman. Twitter complainer. She'll never stay at another extended stay because what? The rude staff and horrible customer service. Boo hoo. All right. Let's give her a call. Extended stay.
Who wants to take it?
Those places suck. I don't know. If anyone wants it, yell.
Is it comfort? Is it Comfort Inn or what is it? Extended stay.
They're like all one company now, aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just hotels.com.
They're just going to answer.
Your call has been forwarded to the automated voice messaging system.
Trying again.
Yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Yeah. All right. Here's the next one that I just posted there. Complaining about her home security. I had talked about it before. I don't know if I tried it, but yeah.
Ken should take this one.
All right. Ken's the perv. I don't think I talked to her already. Talked about it, but didn't talk to her. I had no idea Comcast did home security.
Be fearless this year.
That's right. I did call that before. And there were no answers. And I think I've got one more of these that I can try. Oh, the lady from last week who isn't answering. Never mind. All right, I guess no Twitter complainer. Sorry. Sorry to get your hopes up.
Any more UK numbers?
There weren't many a moment ago when I last looked. Let me go back and see. I had been calling them as they were coming in. Someone sent in a number for a PetSmart in California that's closed by now. Oh. And a 24/7 locksmith here in Louisiana. Try that.
That'd be cool.
Wonder if you can make a key to my chastity belt.
There you go. Key to my mistress's chastity. All right, here it is. Locksmith, someone take it.
Thank you for calling Alford Safe and Lock Company.
Alford Safe and Lock, how can I help you?
Hello.
Alford Safe and Lock, how can I help you?
Yes, Alfred. Am I speak with Alfred? I've got a lock that I need to get open immediately.
Oh, I can take some information and ask that he return the call, sir. The office is. I can get in touch with the own call for you. What was your name?
Yes, my name is David, David. Last name is Snoswell, Snoswell.
Snoswell. What's the address, Mrs. Oswell? Is this for a residence or a business?
Well, it's not exactly a residence. It's a lock, but it's not attached to any kind of a residence.
What is it on?
Well, it's I'm a little bit embarrassed, but it's on a person.
Excuse me?
It's on a person.
What do you mean it's on a person?
Well, the lock in question is attached to a person. Look, I'm having a really hard time. I was going to say, I'm having a really hard time talking on the phone because I can't access my hands right now.
No.
I was going to get him to try to unlock my handcuffs.
I was thinking it's a kinky sex game.
Hello, Exact Sprint.
Yeah, Sprint Company. I called last week about a problem I have with these springs.
Yeah?
Yeah, did you get the message from last week?
No, I did not. Do you need to talk to Billy? He's the guy that usually handles this stuff.
Who are you?
Yeah, we need to talk to Billy.
You need to talk to Billy?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we got big spring. The spring keeps making this noise.
Yeah, let me hear that again. Yeah, it sounds like you got some issues there.
There's a problem there, I think, right? Do you have any idea what we can do?
Let me hear it one more time.
Let me try.
Okay.
I mean, every time when I try to start the machine, it goes and makes this noise. Yeah.
Did you purchase that spring from us?
Yep. Yeah. From Exact. Do you have any spring grease?
Spring grease. You know, I can look into that. I don't normally handle the greasy situation. You know what I ought to do is I ought to connect you up with Billy because he's the guy that handles his stuff.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, we're right here. We're waiting.
Okay. Hold on, please. I'll connect you.
Hurry up. It's urgent.
Okay.
Yeah, Billy was the guy you talked to last week, the guy that got pissed.
Yeah.
I don't think he connected you. He hung up on you.
Yeah, sounded like a pick up and hang up.
Damn it. We'll call him back.
Hello, Zach. Spring.
Yeah, we were calling for Billy. You were transferring me and hung up.
You know what? Yeah, I think we got disconnected. Why don't you hold on? I'll get him for you.
All right, buddy.
Tell him that Charlie's still in the hospital. They had to remove his eye.
Talking with you soon. Please hold the line. We'll be right back with you.
He still has a spring in his eye.
They haven't been able to remove it from his eye yet.
And when he blinks his eye, it sounds like this.
Hello.
Yeah, Billy.
Hello.
Is that Billy?
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, we have a problem with the spring machine here. We're using some of your springs, and whenever we try to start it, it doesn't go, and it just makes this noise.
Is that the sound it's making?
Yeah.
You need some spring grease on there.
Yeah, do you have spring grease?
You use some schmutz on there if you want to.
Some schmaltz?
Yeah.
Bass had a
rule. Well, what's your address so we can send you some of that?
Bass can help you with that because there's someone in the hospital, too.
Yeah, remember we called you last week and Charlie had a spring fly out.
He's in the hospital still?
Yeah, and he's still in the hospital. They can't get they can't remove the spring from his eye.
Whenever he blinks his eye, it does this.
It makes that noise. It's quite serious. We need to talk about the hospital bill. I mean, we're not liable for this. We didn't make the spring.
Hold on.
No,
all
right. Don't put me on hold. We need to resolve this.
Well, you know, we call in our specialist. Could we hear that spring sound again?
Sure. Here, blink. Make Charlie blink his eye again.
Okay.
We're in Charlie's hospital room right now.
I see. What is the application that you're using that spring for?
Well, I don't know. It's just some fucked up machine.
Dot matrix.
Yeah, dot matrix.
Dot matrix.
Dot matrix version 12, it says. And see, and it doesn't go. It, we start it up, and then it just makes that noise.
Okay.
Watch, watch. Listen, listen. See?
Yep.
I mean, it never used to make that noise before we put your spring in.
Boy. What was that?
That's just, we're trying to... We're trying,
damn spring.
We're trying to backspace the machine.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't want to go.
Did you try a total reboot? All right, did you try a total reboot?
Yeah, let me try.
We did, but it shot a spring right into my fucking nuts.
All right, reboot. I'm doing a total reboot right now.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it's good thing I've been having kids.
Oh, man. I should probably notify our R&D department about this situation.
Yeah, let them know these Chinese springs of yours are no good. They need more spring grease.
Spring grease you're looking for.
Yep.
You know, Mr. Wu said this wouldn't happen anymore, but it's still happening.
And Billy did ask you for your address, right?
Maybe.
Cross can give that to you.
I can. Mr. Snoswell can give that to you.
Oh,
You need to speak to Mr. Scott.
Yeah, Mr. Scott.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll get him for you.
No. He's here.
He's here.
Oh!
And that's just our nickname for our friend Brent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's such a strange thing because we got a Mr. Scott here ourselves, too.
Oh, wow. That's,
is Brent here?
Mr. Brent can tell you the address.
Okay. Well, we'd be happy to send out
If not him, maybe Mr. Holloman can.
I'm the lawyer.
Yes, this is our attorney, Mr. Holloman.
He specializes in the springs.
Is it Carlito Holloman by chance?
No, it's John Holloman.
John Holloman.
Oh.
You better not hang up on him.
Yeah, don't hang up on John Holloman.
No, we would not do that.
You going fucked up if you do that.
Whoa.
You're a lawyer. Yeah, it's all right.
He's a lawyer, damn it.
Shit. I'm a lawyer.
I see. Okay. Well, you know, John, if you would give us the address, we can ship some spring grease out to you right away. I think that would alleviate the problem.
Do you have the extra strength spring grease?
Well, I'm here for the lawsuit.
Is that water-based?
I think we're gonna sue.
Is it water-based or petroleum-based?
It's a petroleum-based spring loop.
That's not good. That's not safe. That's not safe. That's not good at all.
It's not good for the environment. That's another lawsuit.
Yeah.
You want to pay $50 million for that?
That washes down into the water system, man.
Kill all the salmon.
Yep.
That's not cool, man.
It's just as bad as those springs you guys got caught dumping into the river that were all the fish were eating.
Yeah, I saw that on 2020.
Yeah, they had all these fish were swimming around and they were like.
What river was that?
Spring River.
I'm sorry?
Spring River.
Spring River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get your springs from springs? Is that where you get them from?
No, we do not. We actually produce the springs here.
Oh, I thought you pumped them out of the ground like a spring. Huh?
No, you're way off with that.
Wow, I was totally wrong about that one.
Yeah, you were way off.
Is Ken the journalist here? He's the one that did the story on 2020.
Yeah.
He did all the research.
On the springfish.
Mr. Kniff.
You know what we ought to do? Like I said, I think that if we could get a hold of you possibly on Monday. Well, I'm sorry, the holiday is on Monday. Tuesday. We would be able to...
I'm sorry, sir, but journalists don't rest on the holidays. I'll be all around.
News doesn't rest, and neither do we.
We need to resolve this immediately.
Okay.
Sir, can you send out some of your personal
news? I need a firm to shut down at this time.
Yeah, I think that we need to shut down your whole operation until this is resolved.
Yeah, we're going to need some of your own personal lube is what we're going to need.
You know, if we do that, we're going to shut down about 1,300 people here.
That's fine. I'm from the corporate office. And
it's on you.
You make sure
you're
going to...
Yeah. I'm giving the order. Shut it all down.
Shut it down?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm from the corporate office.
I appreciate that call, and thank you.
You're welcome. You know, the corporate office loves you.
Have a good Have a good Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, buddy.
Fuck you.
All right. They got a kick out of that, the springs.
My springs are broken.
Yeah. Whatever he blinks his eyes.
That was fun.
I'm like thinking, dude, why would they dump springs in a river? Like, this is dumb.
And like the spring them. River.
And then pumping them out of the ground. That's feasible. I see some
spring,
idiot doing that.
The spring wells.
You heard about the Pollock spring maker that you tried to pump them out of the ground? All right. Let me see if I have any more numbers. I'm probably going to wrap it up here.
I think you should have told him that Charlie got AIDS from that spring shooting him in the eye.
Hey, speaking of Charlie, we should try calling him again this week.
Yeah, Charlie. He was pretty pretty lifted last week. Where's he at here? Call the old dew drop machine.
I just feel like I don't have closure yet on that call.
How much more closure do you need? The guy cursed at you.
I'm going to start collecting cats off of the street and selling them to Charlie by the pound.
He wants some boneless, by the way.
Why don't you tell him that I've been living in fear the whole week because he said he was going to call the police.
You know what movie sucks? I saw that new Judge Dredd movie. It's a piece of shit.
Wasn't too bad.
It sucks. That urban guy, I don't like his voice at all. He just fucking... The guy that plays Dredd. I kept thinking, why is Dr. McCoy talking like... dressed up like... Arnold's,
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
If you want to watch a couple good movies, watch the Olympus Has Fallen. That was a good one. And the new Evil Dead movie. Those are both pretty good.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, that Olympus one was pretty good.
I haven't seen that yet.
I heard good things about it. Riley, you posted a bunch of numbers here. Lux, rather, you posted a bunch of numbers here, including Santique Train and Accessories for sale. Here we go. I guess that's antique.
That reminds me of that Jerky Boys call. I remember where he called up one end to buy the train and asked if he could bring his kid along and they would play with each other's cocks.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. I think
the guy was getting really creeped out.
But if you watch Evil Dead, you'll fucking enjoy it, I guarantee it.
Is there a prank calling it?
A lot of blood and guts, so. That's spring out of control.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, how you doing? I'm looking for Harry Sacks.
Come on, answer.
I need a toilet to flush, though.
I wonder if they'll sell a conductor hat, because I got touched by a conductor once.
It's your fantasy now.
Inappropriately?
Yeah.
I can only get aroused if it's a conductor.
With a conductor hat.
In the overalls.
And they can yell choo choo.
Need to have that flap in the back of the overalls.
Hello. Yeah.
I don't like how they have fucking voicemails. Hello.
Hello. Coal stains on the hands. All right. Here's the next one, which is an autographed copy of Bill Clinton's memoirs. My life. Wonder what she's up to, huh?
Convince them that the book has sex tips in it, how to use a cigar properly.
Been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Now you have to insert the cigar, and then afterwards you put it in your mouth, and you say it tastes good.
And you smoke it.
I saw at the line in the grocery store that the sex tape is out. The National Enquirer has a sex tape.
Oh, cool.
Wait, who has a sex tape? Blue Ivy?
Yeah, National Enquirer or something like that, or one of those trash magazines.
The sex tape of who? Who? Monica?
Monica and Bill, yeah.
No, get out of here.
Well, it's, you know, the fucking National Enquirer, the whatever rag, that trash.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call has been forwarded to an automatic
cigar fucking her.
The National Enquirer is usually pretty right on. What the fuck's his name? Shit, I'm drawing a blank here.
Oh, the guy, the...
Maybe it's the National, that Globe or whatever, the fucking, you know, the double baby and all that shit.
You're talking about the guy that he was vice president candidate. Well, he was a presidential candidate.
And he had the,
He had the baby.
And he had the baby, yep.
John Edwards?
Yeah. His wife is dying of cancer and he's having an affair and got her pregnant. Oh, fucking asshole. What do you want?
You call?
Yeah, what do you want? You got something for sale?
No, I don't.
You got Bill Clinton's book?
Oh. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's great.
He's got the trains.
It's autographed?
It is?
Yeah, good. I wanted to know if I could wipe my ass with it. I wanted to buy it. How much?
Oh, I don't know. How much do you think it's worth?
I'll give you $200 for it, but I'm just going to let you know I'm going to be wiping my ass with all the pages. I'm going to destroy it after I buy it. I hope that's not a problem. It's mine when I buy it. Hello.
I thank you, brother.
What? You think of Wubu?
No.
Oh, fuck you. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Bill because he fucks the Negro persuasion.
You mouth breather. Yeah, Bill Clinton, yeah, I know. Lives in Harlem. He's got an office in Harlem. I know that much.
Yeah, I mean, you got to respect somebody that gets their dick even near Hillary Clinton. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if they've been doing anything for a while now. I don't think so. But. Hey, Beanie Babies, the big the retirement gimmick of the 90s, the Beanie Baby.
Oh, my fucking God. My dad fucking his wife gave us a shitload of those for our kids. They were still in their packages and shit.
Fucking Beanie Babies. Beanie Baby.
I have one up my ass right now.
Ask if they have any that are anatomically correct.
They made so many of them that they don't have any value now. Stupid.
No.
Yeah, how much are those Beanie Babies?
Excuse me?
How much are the Beanie Babies?
They sold off and then that's at 50.
Oh, okay. And I wanted to see about... I wanted to buy them because I'm going to boil them in a pot. With some onions and potatoes and carrots and eat them.
Oh, shit.
Once I buy them, there's not going to be a problem if I destroy them, right?
Oh, fuck those Beanie Babies.
Right? Hello? Oh, she's gonna
go. Yeah, I always wanted to fuck a Beanie Baby.
You're going
to
make a Beanie Baby stupid.
Could you hear me in the background at all? Fuck it with her.
I heard you, Ken.
What's that crank anchor's called? Beanie Babies.
I don't know. Was there?
Yeah.
I just remember the Karl Malone stuff.
Yeah, that was the Karl Malone Beanie Baby.
Beanie Baby. Beanie Baby.
It's Karl Malone.
Oh, it is Karl Malone.
Your call has been...
That was so racist. No one ever gave Jimmy Kimmel shit about that. What was up with
that? That chick got pissed.
Yeah.
You know, I've been listening to that other guy was on Crank Acres. I've been checking his podcast out, Jim Florentine.
Oh, he's a funny guy. Yeah, he's funny. Oh, shit. I just yanked the cable out here.
This podcast about, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago. He did it where he just broke down like all of his prank call history. If it was like an hour and a half, it was pretty cool.
Did he really? That's cool. I'm gonna have to check. I didn't know Jimmy Florentine had a podcast.
Yeah. It's about just different topics, you know, about different things that he hates, and he goes on and on about it. But the one that keyed me into it was that he was on I think he was on Bill Burr's podcast, and then I started listening to the Jim Florentine one. But yeah, the one about 6 episodes ago was just about all of his whole prank call history and shit like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh shit. Did he talk
about the one where, remember, he was giving the grandpa a bath
and he drowned the grandpa?
He drowned him.
No, that's what he went into. He went into trouble for that one, but he got in trouble for like, there was one that was never really aired because he had his roommate or whatever, like in the background with a vacuum cleaner and his girlfriend like screaming. And he was saying that he was doing an in-home abortion.
Oh, God.
And the cops straight came and.
Oh, my God. Shit.
Yeah, he's got the one. That's the old man. He's like, yeah, I'm giving my dad a bath. And he kept standing up and peeing in the tub. And he finally like. He stuck his head underwater so he could talk to the lady, and she's like, don't kill him. He's like, oh, no, he's fine. And you hear the old man, wah, 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 wah. Then he got quiet. It's like, oh, shit, he's dead. What do I do?
He's not breathing. Oh, and someone, can you ship that shit out to me?
Yeah. Well, my favorite one is, like, I don't know, there was, like, this black lady, I guess, I called, and she was like, did you call to order these magazines? He's like, no, I don't think so. It's like, do you have anyone there? Any kids that might have called? He goes, yeah, let me check. And he leaves and he comes back, goes, oh no, I don't have any kids. And she's like, you don't have any kids. What are you, like, what's so fucking stupid? He was eating Doritos the whole time and shit.
Oh, yeah. Calls.
Yeah, he's like eating. Yeah, there you go. That's where I got that idea from.
Then there was the one where he called a guy, or a guy called him, and he said that he was a little down because he got some bad news.
Cancer.
He was just diagnosed with AIDS. Said, yeah, I met some guy under the boardwalk, and it sounds just like you. What's your name? And the guy says, oh, my name's Brandon. He goes, yeah, that's right, it was Brandon. And it was underneath the boardwalk, and you told me you loved me and you'd call me. Remember that one?
No, I don't remember that. I know when the telemarketer called him and he said he was dying of cancer pretty soon. He was trying to sell him his stuff. He's like, oh, I want to get rid of this stuff. You want to buy? And the guy's like, no, yeah, I might buy some of that stuff. Sure, yeah, yeah. He was just trying to get a sale. Hey, here's the last prank of the night because I'm tired. This one is in the UK.
What's the name?
Jazz Brown.
I take it.
Your luck should do a also. Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Is that Jazz? Is that ass?
Jazz.
Jazz Brown, yeah. Is that a girl's name or a boy's name? I don't care. Here's Brent, not Brent. Who's going to go? Baz. Baz is going to take this. I got a lot of shit.
Yeah, there. Hey, my name is David Snoswell. How are you doing? Are you there, Miss Brown? I think you're a Ms.
Take your phone out of your ass
immediately.
Mom.
Okay, bye. She sounded angry, but didn't really get down to it. Lux, are you attentive? Lux. Lux.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, hey, sorry. I'm
hey, you're talk to David Cotton in the UK, all right? Because you didn't do a call tonight. I don't think that's fair.
All right.
You've been waiting patiently. David Cotton.
Hello? Hello. Can I speak to David Cotton, please?
Hello, Dan.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 Is this David?
Yes.
My name is Kyle Lockington. I'm calling from the Minister's office, the Prime Minister. I've got a serious issue. It's a 911 alert from your actual residence. It says
something
There is an alert. There's an alert from your residency, sir.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
I'm calling from the Prime Minister's office. I'm talking about a radiation leak coming from your residence.
A radiation leak from where?
Yes. There is a gamma radiation leak coming from your residence.
What residence? What residence?
From your home. There is a gamma radiation leak.
From what home are you talking about?
I'm talking about your home, the Cotton.
Which
residence.
Home?
Your home.
What home are you talking about?
The one that you're in right now.
What address is that?
It's your address.
What is my address? What is my address?
45 Palmyra Square.
Sorry?
4-5 Palmyra Square.
What Prime Minister, whose Prime Minister are you talking about?
The Prime Minister of England.
I'm calling
from the Prime Minister of England. From the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister of who?
England.
You're saying that there's some radiation from my flat.
David Cameron.
I'm saying that there is a gamma radiation leak coming from your flat. We've got Dr. Bruce Banner on his way. ETA to come and fix this problem. Do you understand?
No, I don't, and I think you're talking rubbish.
No, I'm not talking rubbish. Dr. Bruce Banner is on his way to fix this problem. Please, stay indoors.
I'm sorry, you're talking rubbish. I will talk to the management of our flats about this.
I'm from the Prime Minister's office, though. I'm going to quarantine you.
Sorry?
I'm issuing a state of quarantine. You are not allowed. You're not allowed to leave. We're calling
in the... No, I'm sorry. That's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. This is absolute rubbish.
No, sir. You have to stay by yourself in the closet for the next 4 hours. Do you understand?
I have to stay in the next 4 hours in my flat.
Yes, and you cannot leave until Dr. Bruce Banner gets there to fix the gamma radiation problem.
No, I'm sorry. No one will come to this flat. No one will come to this flat at all. And,
Your flat is under quarantine by issue of the Queen of England.
This is absolute rubbish. This is absolute rubbish. You are talking absolute rubbish, and I'm calling the police.
Sir, there's no need to call the police. This is not rubbish.
No need for that. It's not a municipal issue. All right. That was good. Hey, you do a pretty good British voice there.
That's a good British accent.
He's gonna call the police, guys, because it's rubbish. So.
That was good.
That's hella funny.
I got rubbish about gamma ray. Don't piss off Dr. Banner. All right, Lux, see you later. Yeah, have a good one there, buddy. Bye. Bye, Lux. See you, Lux. All right, Lux is gone. Anything special on the air this weekend, you guys?
No.
Okay, good.
Jihad and I are doing a show tomorrow.
Cool. Well, have fun, Jihad and Ice Goose. Enjoy that. You have a good night there, buddy.
Wait.
What?
Don't hang up on John Holloman.
Okay. John Holloman hangs up on himself, motherfucker. That was awesome. That was awesome. Very well played, John Holloman. Okay. Enigma, see you later, man. I'll get with you on the chat machine.
Okay, yeah. See you later, man. Message me when it's done.
Yep. Peace. Bye. See ya. Okay. And then Aaron, you're going to be on this weekend or are you busy?
We were talking about maybe Sunday, but fuck this. The last part of the summer has been insane for me, so.
Yeah, a lot of vacation. We'll see. Yeah, I got you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, we'll look out for that. See ya. Bye.
All right. Penis, balls, and cock.
There you go. And vaginal openings. Ken, you're out of here. Good luck tomorrow with the draft.
Yeah, I got a piece of shit fan running in the background, but I'm going to fuck you in the ass week one of fantasy football.
Sure you are. Maybe I'll change that. I don't know. I'll see whoever gets the worst picks in the draft, and that's who I'll have to be the person I go against. See you, Baz. That'll probably be you. Bye, Baz.
Yeah, on my ass.
Yeah, on your ass. Okay, everybody, we're out of here. I am Carlito. This has been the Madhouse Radio Show.
Hey, I'm still here.
Well, you're out of here. You're out of here anyway, see? Sign out. Now you're out of here, dickweed. All right, well, sorry, Baz. No offense meant. Thanks for tuning in for August 29th Madhouse Radio Show. You all have a good weekend. A good Labor Day weekend, yeah. Be sure to tune into MadhouseLive.com, Madhouse Radio, all weekend for your prank call gets. Also the PhoneLosers.org phone loser stream, the PLA stream, and thanks to Blue Planet Prank Radio for having us on as well. Good night, everybody. Yeah, la, 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 la. Plastic bitch, I got a reach, yeah. There was no milkman today, cause this shit is gay. Well, you can't get what you want, but you can get.
We're not playing games here.
I fuck you, son of a bitch, you.
You're calling us white trash? You little motherfucker, I'm gonna be down at that store. I don't know who you think you're talking to.
You dope-head motherfucker.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Shit on you.
Visit us at madhouselive.com.
And they call them muppets, which is a British term that means a stupid, ignorant person.
Oh, fuck those beanie babies. Beanie.